So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm feeling sick. I think we should just watch a movie.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Okay, what movie do you guys want to watch?
Not that lame-ass Trolls movie. God, I hate that kid show. But if y'all want to turn it on, you know, to make fun of it or something, we could do that.
Joseph, do you want to watch the Trolls movie?
Hell no! What made you think I want to watch the stupid Trolls movie? I definitely don't like to watch it when I'm sick to make me feel better.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to watch the Trolls movie.
Shut the hell up, Cody. I don't want to watch the stupid Trolls movie. I like to watch manly stuff, like documentaries.
Ooh, I know a good documentary.
God, I was fucking kidding.
We could watch that documentary about the poop cruise.
What poop cruise?
Well, you remember like 10 years ago, there was that carnival cruise that all the poop backed up in the toilets and everybody's pooping?
What, everybody was pooping on a cruise ship and it backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Come on, guys, let's watch that.
Okay. Well, I guess screw the damn Trolls movie.
We can watch the Trolls movie after the documentary.
Okay, then.
But this documentary is crazy.
You know what would make it better, though? Some dancing, singing trolls.
I can't believe they lost their baby to a river of shit.
You know what's really crazy? They paid to do that.
They paid?
Yeah, they paid to go on a cruise just for their baby to drown in shit.
How much do you think they paid?
Well, cruises are expensive, so at least $1,000 a person.
They paid $1,000 a person to shit and sink for 7 days and lose their kid?
Yeah.
My ancestors went on a free cruise.
A free cruise? They went in a raffle?
Eh, they didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, they're the luckiest people in the world. I want to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, but they kind of went against their own will, though, dude.
What do you mean?
They were dragged on.
I mean, I drag them on the boat, too. Like, you're not going to accept my free cruise for no money? Just you get on the goddamn boat.
Well, they had lay flat seats, so it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Yeah, they had to lay down for a whole week. I mean, why didn't they go to the pool and, like, you know, eat out the buffet?
I don't think they had that stuff.
Yeah, the closest pool was the damn ocean, dude.
I don't know. I just think they were ungrateful if they didn't enjoy their free cruise.
What?
Guys, I just got an idea. I got a zillion, jillion, billion dollar idea.
That's a big idea.
Yeah, okay, listen, watch this. Joseph has a long history of his family being in the cruise ship business.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
So if he knows about cruise ships, right, and I have amazing business thinking skills, and Cody, you have the skill of being...
Homosexual?
Thank you. So then, guys, if we put all our skills together, we could invent our own cruise line called the Poop Cruise.
Our own cruise line?
Yeah, we call it the Poop Cruise. We just watched a documentary on people staying on a boat. They pay to stay on a boat and shit this thing for 7 days. So watch this. What if we blow up a raft, put it in my pool in the backyard, charge people $1,000 a person, and we put a poop bucket, and everyone goes on there, and they all poop in a bucket for 7 days, and we charge $1,000 a piece? We would make billions and billions of dollars, and they would want, and before you guys say it's a bad idea, well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to be on a boat and poop in a bucket? Well, there's a fucking documentary where everyone's watching it, so I bet you people want to live that life and see what it was like.
Junior, that has got to be the greatest idea you've ever had.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I already have a captain's hat, and my parents have an inflatable boat in the garage.
Wait, they do?
Yeah, they wanted to be like Olympic rowers or something, and I think they forgot.
Oh my god, okay, guys, I'm going to make a flyer talking about our new cruise line. If it looks good enough, we're doing my idea.
Okay.
All right, guys, what do you think about my flyer?
Let's see. Poop cruise, $1,000 a person. Ooh, cash only, I like that. Unlimited wild cherry Capri Sun. That might be hard to do.
No, it's not. Joseph, go to the store and take as many wild cherry Capri Suns as you can.
I don't have any money.
I said take them. Go steal them.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Cody, you go grab the inflatable boat.
And my sexy captain hat.
I guess.
Come on, Ken.
I'm going to put these flyers up around the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell Chef he's going to be the chef for the poop cruise.
Ahoy, Junior.
Whoa, this is a big boat.
Yeah, it's fucking massive. Oh, this. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God, how many people can fit on this boat?
Oh, at least 14.
Oh, my God, if all 14 people pay $1,000, that's $14,000, Cody.
Yeah, that's how cruises make so much money, Junior. And check it out, I already got the poop bucket.
Oh, that's going to fill up so fast and overflow.
Hell yeah, it will.
Hey, guys, I got the Capri Suns.
What the fuck, Joseph? You got Pacific Cooler? What, they didn't have Wild Cherry?
No, dude, that's all they had at the store.
Nobody's gonna want to go on a poop cruise without Wild Cherry. It's gonna be more like a throw-up cruise.
It's not that bad. I still drink them.
Oh, our first customer's here. Just put him on the boat. Put him on the boat.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, we're here for the poop cruise?
Boiny, you're supposed to say ahoy, like the chips.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ahoy, we're here for the poop cruise. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell, so we're ready to shit.
Well, that's good, because we got a big old poop bucket right there by the captain. You can just shit all you want.
Oh, that's perfect.
We've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever we saw the advertisement for the poop cruise, we just couldn't say no.
Oh, and the Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, that's right. We want the Wild Cherry Capri Sun package, if that's still available.
I think all we have is Pacific Cooler.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on a poop cruise for Pacific Cooler.
You advertise Wild Cherry.
Hold on, let me ask the captain. Hey, Captain, do we still have the Wild Cherry Capri Sun? Oh, yes? Yes, we do? You're saying yes? He said yes.
He just shook his head no.
Oh, well, on a cruise, everything's opposite. Yes means no, up means down, left means right.
Oh, okay, well, we wouldn't know because we've never been on a cruise. So, honey, when we're doing it tonight, make sure you say no.
Aw, Boiny, we tried that before, remember? And I didn't like it.
Well, I couldn't tell. All right, well, anyway, here's your $2,000.
Okay, you gotta pay in cash on the poop cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so get on the boat and start pooping if you feel like it.
Oh, I'm ready. Woo, this is comfy. I could spend 7 nights here. Wait, where are the beds?
All right, there is your poop bucket, so start shitting in that whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be needing this soon.
Hey, where's the roof?
The roof? Oh, this is one of those convertible cruises. They're new. You get to feel all the elements, like the rain and the wind.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we have our wild cherry Capri Suns?
You're not allowed to drink until you've left the dock and you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, maritime law. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, so, there's the captain!
Hey, everybody. I'm gonna be your captain, Captain Hunk. So this is gonna be your muster station, and in the event of an emergency, you can just hang on to my rock-hard abs. They're pretty buoyant, so you can use them as a flotation device.
Oh, what a nice captain.
So, what's the entertainment gonna be?
Oh, well, in a few minutes, we're gonna have a best body contest. And just so you know, the captain is gonna be competing. And I'm also the judge. It's gonna be a very short contest. So if you folks need anything, I'll just be doing butt stuff up at the front.
You know, Karen, if this cruise is nice enough, I think we should retire on a poop cruise.
Ah, that's the dream, Boynie.
I know it burns, Ken, but I'm tired of pounding that pale ass. You need some sun on those cheeks.
Cody, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
So they paid in cash the $2,000.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Well, the only reason they paid that much is they're expecting a wild cherry Capri Sun, and we only have Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
So what are we gonna do when they find out there's no wild cherry?
Well, once we get out to the middle of the pool, there's not much they can do. It's not like they can just hop off the boat and swim to shore.
I guess you're right. So what do we do? Like, do you think we should wait for more people?
Well, honestly, Junior, I think we should take off as soon as possible. We're lucky we got $2,000. I mean, we're just gonna be shitting in the middle of your pool, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't really think anyone else is gonna come up. I mean, I only put, like, 2 flyers up around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I'm gonna go get Chef Peepee to give them their food so they get something that they paid for, and then we'll take off.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Ken, time to tan the sausage.
All right, who's hungry? The chef is ready to serve you lunch.
Well, we're not really hungry. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell.
Oh, well, on this cruise, you keep eating, because the more you eat, the more you shit, and you gotta fill up that bucket. So everyone, welcome Chef Peepee!
Hey, what's up, party people? Who's ready to share?
Me!
I can hear you! Who's ready to share?
Me!
It doesn't sound like you guys are ready to shit. Who's ready to shit?
Me, goddammit!
Oh, that's the spirit! Alright, are you ready to eat, though? I got some taco seeds, some beef and cheese taquitos.
Oh, well, these look frozen.
Oh, Boynie, that's why the sun's out. There's no roof. The sun's gonna cook them.
Oh, they've thought of everything.
Attention, passengers. We will now be departing port for the deep end. Hey, Junior, what are these? Hot legs or hot dogs?
Those are Ken's legs.
Damn right.
Are you really going to go out in the deep end of the pool and sit on a boat with them for 7 days while they shit in a bucket?
No, Junior, I was just going to hop off the boat and then push it into the deep end. I don't want to be out here with them. They're going to be shitting.
Well, I thought you were supposed to go down with the ship. You're the captain.
I'm not really a captain, Junior. We're in your fucking pool. We already made our $2,000. Let's just go.
Oh, okay, so... All right, guys, me and the captain have to push the boat out into the middle of the ocean. Come on.
You hear that, Karen? We're going out to sea. Oh, as soon as we're out there, I'm shitting. I've never shit in international waters before.
Oh, Boynie, I'm so excited for you. It's a new milestone.
All right, Cody, push.
Yeah! Have fun.
We're moving, Karen. We're moving.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
That's a train, Karen.
What are we on?
This is the life, Karen.
Oh, Boynie. Oh, Boynie, I think I gotta go doo-doo, Boynie.
Well, the bucket's right there if you need it.
Oh.
I'm feeling a little constipated, actually. You know what would help? Some wild cherry Capri Suns. That'd get things moving. Hello? Can we get our wild cherry Capri Suns, please? What we paid for? We're in international waters now, so we can drink them. Hello? What? Wild cherry? Where is everybody?
Well, I'd say that was a success.
$2,000.
Pretty good day.
So how are we supposed to split $2,000 3 ways?
Well, that would be about...
No, don't say it. I can do it. I'm smart. I want to think about it.
Okay.
Okay, I got this. There's $2,000. There's 3 of us. $1,000 a person.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. No, don't tell me. $800 a person.
No.
Hold on, wait. $700
a person. No.
$500 a piece, motherfucker. Give me my money.
Oh, that's right. He did help.
Okay, yeah. $500 each.
Nice.
I'm so fucking sick, Karen. I'm tired of shitting in a bucket, and I'm all dehydrated from all the diarrhea, and I already drank all the Pacific Cola Capri Suns. They lied to us, Karen. They never had wild cherry.
Boynie, we're all out of taquitos, Boynie. We're gonna stop.
We're gonna fucking die out here, Karen. It's all hot because this boat has no roof. We paid $2,000 to die in a boat. I don't even think this is a real cruise, Karen. I think those kids lied to us. I think this is just their fucking pool.
Cody, what happens inside a dishwasher?
What do you mean? It washes dishes.
But how does it wash the dishes?
With soap and hot water.
But have you ever seen the soap and hot water? Because, like, there's no window to watch. Like a washing machine, there's a window. You get to see the clothes spin around. But a dishwasher, there's no window. Like, it just closes and makes a lot of loud noises. What's going on in there, Cody? Why don't they put a window? What's happening?
Huh, that's a good point. Yeah, I want to see that.
We should put a camera in the dishwasher and watch what happens.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do, look what I found at the dollar store.
What is that?
It says it's a water squirmy.
Wait, you don't know what this is? They usually sell it at the adult stores, but I found it at the dollar store on sale right next to the Frisbees.
But I don't know what it does, Joseph.
Oh, let me pop this bad boy open. It feels like the real thing.
Wait, the real thing?
All right.
You okay, Joseph?
I'm all right. I just want you to come with me, bro.
That was he smacked the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. This is soft. This is soft. I want you to
let me feel it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what it really feels like?
Oh yeah, I think it's molded after Minnie Mouse.
That's so hot.
What are you guys talking about?
Cody, feel this.
Yeah, dude, can feel.
Ew.
Woo-hoo! He likes it.
Wait. It's double-sided?
Oh yeah, double-ended, dude.
Oh, we can run duos on it tonight.
Oh, we running squads, my boy.
Oh my God, okay, let's do it right now.
Wait, no, I go first, dude.
What, you gonna use it alone?
Yeah, I gotta try it out first.
What? Okay, can I please have a turn right after you?
You know I gotta let my bro hit. But I gotta try first. Ooh, it's slippery.
Oh, that's so cool that he gets to go. I wanna have a turn!
I don't really see the appeal. Can we please just go put a camera in the dishwasher now?
Okay, we can, but we have to be really quick because I don't wanna miss my turn. Come on. Alright, dishwasher.
Fuck.
Fucking state.
Jeez.
All right, dishwasher. We're going to find out all your secrets.
So where should we put the camera?
Put it right there in the back so we can see everything that happened there.
What are you brats doing in my kitchen? What are you doing in the dishwasher?
We're putting a camera in the dishwasher so when we close it, we can watch what's happening in there.
No. You're going to mess up the damn dishwasher. Get out of my kitchen.
You must work for them. You don't want us to find out the secrets.
What? What damn secrets?
Well, with a washing machine, you can watch the clothes spin around. But with a dishwasher, look, you can't watch anything. See, look, you can't see it. There's no window. So, we got to turn the camera back on. So, yeah, we want to see what's going on in there.
No, there's nothing going on in there. It's just washing the dishes. I don't want you to mess up my dishwasher because I hate washing dishes by hand. You might want to throw this in there, too. It's pretty messy.
My turn!
Whoa, what the hell is that? Where did y'all find this?
Joseph got it from the dollar store, and it's my turn.
Oh, it's not your turn. What's wrong with you, Junior? This is for adults. This is not for you. You look out and tell your damn dad. I should go and dispose of this upstairs in the bathroom with the doors locked, so don't come close to the door because I'm going to be making noises.
Oh, God. I better get a turn after you, Chef PP. It was my turn. He stole my turn, Cody. You see that?
Sorry. Can we do the camera now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I turn on the camera.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens in there. I don't know how to turn it on. Can you turn it on?
I think it's the start button. Oh, it's done, Junior.
Oh, open. Yeah. All right. Let's see these secrets.
Oh, the camera's ruined, Junior.
What? It's ruined?
Yeah, I got wet.
Oh my God, we didn't use a waterproof camera.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what we should have used? We should have used a GoPro. Those are waterproof.
Yeah, we should
have. Okay, so now we just have to buy a GoPro. Those cost like a couple $100.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Hard? Chevy must be done with that toy. Oh, there's someone at the door. Who's that? Hello.
Hey there, pizza delivery?
I didn't order a pizza.
Oh no, not this shit again. I hate when people think it's so funny to deliver a pizza to somebody else's house as a prank. It's not even a prank on that person. It's a prank on the delivery guy. Because you're wasting my time and my gas and I don't get paid. So when I get back to the store, my boss yells at me. And what even is the prank? Oh, here's some free pizza that you didn't even want. Oh, haha. That's so funny. What a funny fucking joke. You're so original. You're the first person to ever do that. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling at you. It's not your fault.
Woo! Is that my pizza? Oh, man, I am exhausted from all that stroking and disposing. I'm hungry.
Wait a minute! This is even worse than the prank! You lied to me! You did order pizza!
How much is the pizza?
$20.
Oh, hey, Chevy, it's my turn. Give it to me.
Oh, no, it's not your turn.
Hold on, what is that?
It's my little Minnie Mouse. I tore her a new hole.
Ooh, I'll tell you what. You give me that, you don't owe me money.
What? You sound like a good trade.
What? No, Chef Bibi, it was my turn. Sir, it was my turn. Can I please just take it to the bathroom? And then
no, she's mine. Oh, it's so squishy. I'm going to take her home.
What? No, Chef Bibi, it was my turn. Why would you give it away?
She was good to me. I thought you were over.
What? I didn't have a chance with her, Chef Bibi.
Well, it's not my problem.
Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun with this
thing. Hey, Barney!
Hi, Karen! Oh, what is that delicious smell? What are you cooking?
Oh, I'm making pot roast, Boynie. It'll be ready in 9 hours.
Okay, so like 4 a.m.?
Yeah, and it's gonna be nice and chewy and dry, just the way you like it.
Sounds delicious.
Boynie, what's that behind your back?
Nothing.
Boynie, did you bring me a present on your way home from work?
No, I did not.
Boynie, let me see it. Oh, what is this thing, Boynie? It's so squishy and wet and sticky.
Yeah, it is.
Boynie. Oh, my God, Boynie! Boynie, why does it stink? Why is it stinky, Boynie?
I don't know. You know, I should throw this away.
Boynie, yes, you should. It's disgusting. Get that out of here.
Yeah, I will throw it away in the bedroom. Bathroom. In the bedroom, bathroom, trash can.
Okay, I'm gonna check on the pot roast, Boynie. Don't forget, 9 hours!
Okay, but don't come in the room. I'm taking a nap, too. Ooh, okay. We are gonna have some fun, Minnie Mouse. Ooh. Ooh. Alright, the door's locked. Now it's just me and Minnie.
Dad?
What?
Dad, I need to talk to you.
I'm busy!
It's important!
So is this!
Dad!
Okay, I'm coming! Well, not really. Stay right there. I'll be right back, my love. What? What? What the fuck do you want?
Dad, I need a tampon.
Ew, why would you tell me that?
What? You're my dad, Dad, so give me a tampon.
I don't want to hear that. You're ruining it.
Ruining what?
Nothing. Everything. What? Go talk to Karen.
Ew, no, I can't tell her. She's my stepmom. That's too embarrassing.
What? You made this weird.
Made what weird?
Nothing.
Dad, I need a tampon.
Okay. I will take you to the fucking gas station.
Okay.
Okay, Minnie, I'll be right back.
Who's Minnie?
Nobody, go!
Okay!
Now that I'm snuck into Brooklyn Guy's room, I can go through Karen's underwear drawer and sniff him. Ooh, I wonder if I can find some of her hairs in the bed. Oh? Who is this? Oh, so squishy. You're coming back to my bedroom with me.
Thanks for the tampons, Dad.
Yeah, whatever. Ugh. Nobody bother me. I'll be in the room. Now, I swear to God, if anybody knocks on this door and interrupts my nap, I will disown you. Okay, where were we, Minnie?
Oh, yeah, I was just about to...
What the fuck? Wait, Minnie? What? Karen, what'd you do?
Karen!
What, Boynie?
Where is it?
Where's what?
The thing, the squishy pink thing that stunk.
The thing you threw away, Boynie?
Yes, it's not in the bed. The bedroom, bathroom trash can, it's not there.
Well, I don't know what happened to it, Boynie. I didn't take out the trash.
Don't you fucking lie to me!
Boynie! Oh, Boynie, calm down. Are you just hungry? You want me to make you a snacky snack while we wait on the pot roast?
No, I don't want a snacky snack. I want my Minnie Mouse toy.
Well, Boynie, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where it is.
Well, now what am I supposed to do? You.
Ooh, that's a good idea, Boynie. Come on, let's go to the bedroom.
I can't believe I just did that. Oh, God, please forgive me. I can't believe I just lost my virginity before marriage. I'm such a whore. I'm such a filthy whore.
Food. Oh, squishy. Lady Poonanny. That was amazing. I love you, Minnie Mouse. We should get married.
Hey! It is my turn. Where'd you get that?
No, this is my wife.
Well, no, it's my turn.
No,
I get a turn with
her. Minnie Mouse.
I get a turn with
her. Minnie Mouse.
I get a turn with her.
No!
Finally, I get my turn.
Oh, hey, Junior.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, well, I went down to the dollar store and I got the Spider-Man version, and I gotta say, I get it now. I think this one's an actual mold of Spider-Man's bussy. Let me tell you, it does not disappoint.
Well, I still haven't had my turn with Minnie Mouse here, so if you could just give us some privacy.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll just put on the Andrew Garfield movies and go crazy. He is the hottest Spider-Man.
All right, finally, Minnie Mouse. I've been chasing you. Oh, a little sticky, but my turn.
Oh, dude, you still have her. Hey, I need another turn.
Well, no, I have not had a turn yet, Joseph.
What? It's been 7 minutes. If you haven't finished by now, you obviously don't like her.
Well, no, Chef Phoebe had her, then Brun guy had her, then a homeless guy had her. It's my turn.
What? You passed her around like that? She's a lady. You gotta be a gentleman.
Well, no, I'll treat
and
her like...
you watch, you cuck you.
No, just give me like 30 seconds.
No, it's my turn,
it's
dude.
It's my turn.
I need some loving. Give me some of that loving. I need some loving.
I want some!
It's my turn! You ripped her!
You ripped her! You're the one who's pulling her!
I can't fix her now! She's everywhere!
Avatar!
Oh, she was the best I ever had!
I don't even know what it felt like!
Oh, she was so
Guys, I was just here to see if anybody wants Ken. I don't really need him anymore now that I got Spider Buzzy.
Excited to go on our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume at dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing that Donald Duck costume.
Fuck you, buddy.
Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
All right, it's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, God damn it! Babysit Jeffy! You're stupid as hell, goofing, dumbass, retarded ass little boy.
Come on! Holy shit, you got to play a band? Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny.
He's so stupid.
Hey, Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy, and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that.
Well, no, we're not making this reservation. We're still going.
Well, what are we going to do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We got to find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just...
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never called me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
A what?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress. Just like the one that was named after the fruit.
Okay, don't shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice. Marvin, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
Oh, we'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and taro yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeh. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zetel. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So grape juice, then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Marvin?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh my God!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Mmm, Concord.
It is very grapey.
Yes, so do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes, I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes, Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kibbeh steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kids' menu. I'll get the kids' mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kids' mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kids' favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese. It's very expensive.
What? No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kids' mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it's good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is Evio pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So, if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do, in fact, want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why did they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kids' fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
Remodeling. I think a closet would look good right here.
Marvin's going to kill me. A closet won't fit right there.
Well, if you grab a hammer and some sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good.
Give me that hammer. I can't believe you would do this. What's wrong with you?
Oh my god, Daddy, he's crazy. I heard banging and I came over and you were beating a hole in the wall.
That's not true. Give me that video.
All right, ma'am. There's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese. And I'm going to need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout. Because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese. Then I have to take this from you.
Why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy. Put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy. Put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going
to
eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Oh, Marvin, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with the little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. Get it right here. Good pig. Good pig.
Get back here! Listen, if you delete the video, I promise not to tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back! No!
Stop on the knee!
No, stay away! No!
Come on, you're mad! No! Stop on the knee! No!
Daddy, look what he did! He shattered bowls all over the kitchen with his hammer!
No, I didn't! You're sending a filthy rock to the liar!
No, I'm not!
Get back here!
Oh, I'm so full.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, this little piggy's about to pop. That's some pig. Well, here's your bill.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I just want to let you know Frankie doesn't believe in tipping, so a 75% gratuity has already been added.
75% gratuity?
But you can feel free to tip me more if you're very satisfied with my service.
What have you done to deserve that?
Well, I actually did a lot today, sir. I carried the food from the kitchen all the way to your table. I explained the menu, and I explained the rules.
$2,700 for a meal? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because she ordered the chicken Alfredo pasta and the kibbeh steak.
What? $400 for fucking grape juice?
Well, it's not just any grape juice, sir. This is Diet Welch's grape juice, 2023. That's a very fine year. This is really top shelf stuff.
I ordered the piggy mac and cheese. It's only $20, but this is too expensive.
How will you be paying today, sir? Cash, card, or kidney? Or shall we just call the police?
Get back here!
No! If you let me tase you, I'll delete the video.
Tase me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You sound like SpongeBob.
Okay, fine. Now let me do it to you.
Guys, look, he's crazy. He's trying to tase me with a taser.
That's not true. He's lying, Marvin. You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh.
Marvin, I can't believe you sold half your kidney to pay for tonight's dinner.
That was the only way we could fucking pay for it, because you ordered two of the most expensive things on the menu.
Marvin, you're still wearing your piggy nose.
Oh, I'm going to wear it proudly, because I had to pay all that money for dinner.
Hey, Daddy, Uncle Lewis tried to touch me.
What?
Yeah, and then he ran out of the house, and he threw a bunch of bowls down in the kitchen, and then he took a hammer to the drywall.
What?
Yeah, I have it all on video right here.
Oh, my God, baby, look at this. What? Lewis is deranged.
Yeah, that's a deranged man, Daddy. That's a cry for help.
Oh, my, he is not allowed back in this house again. Look at all the damage he's done. He's on the hammer. He tried to tase you.
I know, Daddy. He's crazy.
Hold on, let me call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, look who it is! It's the little piggy bitch from dinner! How you doing, little piggy? You got a belly full of food, you little piggy? Oh, that little piggy belly's all full of mac and cheese, isn't it, you little pot-belly piggy? Look at you, little piggy bitch, bitch-ass piggy.
How'd you get new stuff, Dougie? How'd you get those glasses?
I went Black Friday shop-ips.
How'd you go Black Friday shopping if you don't have any money?
Well, I already told you, Mob-ips. Everything free for black people on Black Friday.
That's not true, Dougie.
Yes, it is. See, I got this new iPhone right here.
Dougie, you stole it. The alarm's still going off.
No, let me tell you what happened. See, I walked into the Apple store, and they had all the iPhones sitting out on the counter for people to grab. But it was like a carnival game, so I had to pull on it really hard to break the string. And when I did, I warns and all the alarms started going off telling me I won. And everyone in the store started cheering.
Dougie, you stole this.
No, I didn't. And there was also this other carnival game called Break in Case of Emergency. And I won me a fire extinguisher.
What? Dougie, you stole a fire extinguisher?
No, I won it in the carnival game.
What, Dougie, what are you going to do with a fire extinguisher?
Eat your Christmas present.
I don't want a fire extinguisher, Dougie.
Ooh, you so mean and nasty and ungrateful for your Christmas presents. I'm gonna return it and get my money back.
How you get your money back if you didn't even buy it in the first place? You stole it.
Aw, Marvin, we didn't get to go Black Friday shopping this year.
Because we don't have any money, baby.
But Marvin, that's the only time of year we can get our Christmas presents because everything's on sale.
Well, we don't have jobs. If we had jobs, then we'd have money.
Aw, Marvin, this is gonna be the worst Christmas ever.
I mean, I guess I can go down to the job office and see if they have anyone that's hiring right now.
Okay, Marvin.
Hey there, Marvin.
Oh, thank God you came on such short notice.
Yeah, well, it is a Saturday. Ooh, are those three uneaten pies left over from Thanksgiving I see? I guess your family doesn't really like pie, but I do. No, I gotta focus. So you're looking for work, huh?
Yes, I can't afford Christmas gifts this year, and I really need a job.
Okay, let me see what kind of jobs we got available today.
The highest paying jobs.
Okay, these are the highest paying. Sidewalk gum scraper. It's a pretty underappreciated job, but it pulls a lot of ass.
No, I don't want to scrape gum.
Okay, fine. Retirement home ass wiper. You wipe old people's asses?
No!
Okay. Face get coughed oner.
What is that?
Well, see, scientists get people with diseases we don't know about, and they cough on your face so we can test how contagious they are.
I don't want to do that!
Okay, picky. Let's see. Dog bite pain scaler. You get bit by dogs, and then you rate how much it hurts.
What? No! Why would I want to do that?
Okay, let me see. Turd.
What?
It just says turd. Oh, no, I see. Turd dissector. People poop in a bucket, and then you just dig around in it to see if they're sick or not.
Are there any jobs that aren't gross or don't require a lot of work?
Well, all jobs require work, Marvin. That's why they call it work.
Are there any jobs that are fun?
Ooh, you didn't say fun. Now, Marvin, have you ever considered working in the adult film industry?
You mean like make...
Uh-huh.
Rose would kill me. I can't do that.
Well, this one job is $3,000.
$3,000?
Yep, cash.
What, cash just for one night?
Yep, just one night.
Oh, man, that would be all the money I need for Christmas. Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Okay, great. I'll send you the address.
Well, can you come with me? I'm nervous.
Oh, okay. I don't mind watching. Come on, Marvin, let's go.
It's right now?
Yeah, it says ASAP. They're waiting for us. Come on.
What? Oh, okay.
Want to know one of my favorite ways to pass the time lately? By playing Dragon City on my phone. I always look forward to logging on so I can collect my sweet, sweet gold, feed my dragon children, breed them, and see what fun events they have going on for me to earn new dragons and grow my dragon empire. Breeding dragons is one of my favorite things to do in the game lately. You pick from your current dragons, give them some private time in the love cave, and then see what kind of abomination they can make once their egg hatches. I mean, look at this ugly thing they made. I love it. You can also train your dragons to make the supreme fighting team and test them in league battles, events, and rescue missions where you fight bosses to save other dragons that get added to your collection and you earn free goodies along the way. They're also always running limited events like treasure mazes and achievement races, so there are constantly new things to do every few days. Dragon City has been a huge supporter of the channel this year, so please go show them some love and download the game using our link below or the QR code, and you can get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon. Thank you to Dragon City for sponsoring this video.
All right, Marvin, here's the set.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and clean myself up.
I definitely think I can do this for $3,000.
There you go, Marvin. That's the spirit. Hey there, fellas. Oh, sorry. We only need one.
Me. I'm right here.
That's okay. I'm just here to watch. Okay, good. But I could use somebody like you for next Tuesday. Oh, cool. So what's your name?
Marvin. My name's Marvin.
Well, Marvin, have you ever shot a movie before?
Nope. This is my first one.
Hey, Steve, you ready for me? I'm getting ready to burst.
Oh, not yet, Tyrone.
Oh, damn. Look. I'm going to be in the corner, but I'm getting angry.
Is he, like, in a different movie other than mine?
Oh, no, he's the talent.
What, talent? Well, I'm with the girl that's going to the bathroom, only me, right?
Oh, no, your girl's coming up now.
All right, Steve, what hole's it going in today? I didn't take my enema and I didn't douche, so my stinker's all clogged up.
Mom?
Hey, I'm not doing this with my son. Wait, what's the pay?
Ew, Mom, I'm getting the hell out of here.
I don't think I can do this. I didn't expect the woman to be so old.
Oh, come on, son. It's $3,000. Just put on that there raincoat and grab your camera.
Why would I need to put on a raincoat and grab a camera?
Well, because you're going to get pissed on.
What?
Yeah, you're going to get pissed on by Tyrone here. See, yeah. I make 3D adult films. Babs here's going to shit on
you. Try to. You know, he's going to come out as one little Lincoln log and then a burst of diarrhea right behind it.
Yeah, I'm going to be R. Kelly in this movie and you step into the splash zone.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested in this.
Oh, come on, son. Don't you want to make $3,000?
I know you ain't scared of no little piss. Come on, put on the jacket.
Has times really gotten this hard?
What the hell is taking you so long? He's already pissing.
What?
Bring your ass in there. Go hold it back. I drank too much water.
I don't think I can do this, Steve.
God damn it, give me the camera. Tyrone, piss on me.
What, Steve? He's got the jacket on.
I don't care. We need the money shot. Piss.
So, Marvin, did you find a new job?
No.
Oh, but you found money to buy a new stinky raincoat. Why do you smell like asparagus?
I was looking for a job, okay?
Oh, Marvin, we're not going to be able to afford Christmas presents this year.
You guys are fucked, because Santa Claus got me. I've been a good boy. Me and Santa Claus are tight as shit.
What are my phones ringing? Hello?
Hey, Marvin, how was my mom?
I didn't do it.
Oh, thank God, I was gonna kill you. Well, I'm assuming you're still looking for a job?
Yes.
Okay, well, I do have some options for you in the same industry.
I don't want to work in the same industry.
Now, hold on, Marvin, just meet me at your dining room table and bring a fork.
I'll be right back.
Marvin, I wanted a fork. How the hell am I supposed to eat pie with a spoon?
I didn't know what you needed the fork for.
But you still heard me. Okay, we're gonna rule out any jobs that require listening skills. But look, Marvin, we have very important decisions to make. Pecan, apple, or pumpkin?
You said you had jobs for me to do.
I do. Now, listen, Marvin, have you ever seen the movie Magic Mike?
No.
Well, neither have I, but my wife loves it, and I think that's supposed to make me mad. But look, Marvin, my point is, you could be a male stripper.
A male stripper? How could I be a male stripper?
It's easy, Marvin. You just go over to girls' houses or bachelorette parties, and you just dance around with your shirt off, and nobody's allowed to piss on you or anything.
Okay, but why would anyone want me to be a male stripper? I'm not hot.
That's a good point. But I have a solution. Look at this, Marvin. It's called steroids. One shot of this, and you'll be ripped.
Isn't steroids bad for you?
I mean, yeah, it'll make your balls tiny, but who cares, Marvin? When's the last time you heard a girl say, oh, Becky, this guy I was with last night, he had such tiny balls, or that guy's got big shoes. I bet he has giant balls. No one cares about the balls, Marvin. It's all about the wiener. And as far as I can tell, this doesn't affect the wiener. So come on, Marvin, try it.
And they pay a lot?
Yeah, look, Marvin, it's a win-win. You get paid, you get jacked, and nobody pisses on you.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Okay, hold out your hand. Marvin, why are you still wearing the piss raincoat?
I don't know. It was my size.
Just take it off.
Here. Okay, stop my hand. Ow, 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 ow. Ugh, the shirt was too tight. Oh, fucking Hercules.
Damn, Marvin, you look jacked.
Oh, man, I'm ripped. Oh, the beach is that way.
Actually, it's not. The beach is actually more like that way. But that's okay. It wasn't really about the beach anyway.
Oh, how am I going to start making money off my muscles? You want me to get a weightlifting competition?
No, Marvin, those are not real muscles. They would eat you alive. No, now I can book you for a party or something. Like right here. This woman's going to pay you $1,000 just to show up for an hour.
Is it like a bachelorette party or something?
Yeah, it must be if she's paying that much. Oh, she actually lives right across the street.
Okay, so I just go and just dance for her like this?
Yeah. Yeah, but put your shirt back on. You had to have something to strip off if you're a stripper.
Okay, give it to me. I'll go over there. All right, Marvin, don't be nervous. All you have to do is knock on the door, go in there, dance, and get paid. Time to get paid. Time to get paid. Time to get paid.
Hello? Oh, my. Now that's a man.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did you hire a dancer?
No, actually, I hired a fireman with a long hose.
Oh, well, I didn't get the fireman memo, but I can dance.
Well, come back as a fireman or you're fired, man.
Wait, what? I thought I was supposed to dance. Where am I in a fireman costume? Okay, let's try this again.
Hello? Oh, thank God you're here. There's a fire in my living room, and I hope you brought your hose.
I did bring my hose. It's full of water.
Okay, well, come quick, but not too quick.
Okay, ma'am. So, ma'am, where's the rest of the party?
Oh, it's just me, and it's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. My husband's not home, so I only have a few minutes.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Why don't you do the thing? I think it's getting hot in here.
I mean, it feels pretty good.
No, the thing.
Oh, my God, yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It is so hot in here. Mm-hmm. It's so hot, I want to take off my clothes.
Yes, that.
Let me turn on some music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, very man. Nice.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. This is happening.
I think the fire's a little closer to me. Why don't you come put it out?
Oh, okay.
Oh, what is this? What are you doing?
I'm trying to wave the flames, like, put it out.
Oh, my. Why don't you take your jacket off and use it to put the flames out?
Can you help me and get kind of stuck?
Oh, sure. Oh, my God! That's a man!
Yeah, it is. This is a man. This is all man right here.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the flame is on me. Why don't you come extinguish it? What is the sound? What are you doing now?
It's like a sprinkler.
Oh, okay, well, how about you help me with the flames that are on me? Get closer.
Oh, okay,
Mm-hmm. Oh, woo. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You like this?
Yes, this is great.
Yeah, that.
I think there's still flames on me, though.
Oh,
my God, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm home early. What the?
Hey!
Why the hell is Marvin in my house without a shirt on?
Oh, well, you see, Marvin is a fireman, and he took off his shirt to put the flames out because it's flame retardant.
I don't care if he's retarded. He shouldn't have his shirt off in my house.
No, you see, I'm fireman, and your wife was listening to music about the fires, like the Sean Kingston, and I was putting it out with the shirt.
Well, Mr. Fire Retarded Man, one of my smoke detectors is missing, so you think you can check it out for me while you're here?
I think so.
All right, well, put your shirt and hat back on and follow me.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm still getting paid, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, right there. See that? No more smoke detector. It's gone. Where'd it go?
I don't know where it went.
Yeah, if my house is on fire, how would I know?
I don't know.
I know, right? So can you give me another one?
I mean, I got a bunch of those down at the fire station, so if I just go grab one, I could come back.
Okay, you think you can do that for me?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, here's $100.
I was told I'd get $1,000.
You really are retarded, huh?
give me that.
All right, hurry back.
He only gave me 100. I was expecting more.
Me too. Whoa, Marvin, you made $100? Wait, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, I got a job as a volunteer firefighter.
Wait, if you're a volunteer, then how did you get the $100?
Oh, some lady tipped me because I helped with her cat.
Aw, that's nice, Marvin.
Yep, it is.
Hey, Marvin, how'd it go? $100 just for taking your clothes off?
What?
I took my shirt off because the cat was stuck in a tree and it jumped and I caught the cat like a net with my shirt.
Aw.
What are you talking about, Marvin? You were a stripper.
What?
The striper. Striper was the name of the cat. It was an orange striped cat. It was very cute.
Oh, I get it. You don't want her to know. Okay, well, listen, I put an ad online, so if you get phone calls, go do it.
Okay, thanks for coming over, buddy. So, Rose, take that $100 and go shopping.
Oh, really, Marvin? Thank you!
Yeah, I worked really hard for it.
Hey, where's my $100?
Well, go get pissed on him, or you'll get $100.
Don't forget to show some love to the sponsor of this video, Dragon City. Check out the link below or scan the QR code to get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon.
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, Jeffy, it's 7 o'clock. They close soon.
They close at 9. If we leave right now, I have 2 hours to Chuck or Cheese.
No, it's a 30-minute drive, so you'd only have an hour and a half to Chuck or Cheese.
Well, that's enough time for both of those activities.
No, I'm not taking tonight, Jeffy.
Dang, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to pull out my pickle and play with it.
You better not, Jeffy. You don't. Stop squeaking that thing, Jeffy. Stop squeaking it. That's it. Give me that. Ha-ha! No more pickle for you. No more squeakage.
Well, fine. I'm going to play with my cock.
Oh, Jeffy. Stop doing that.
Marvin, can we go dancing? I want you to take me dancing. You never take me dancing.
Because I don't know how to dance. Why would I want to go do something I don't know how to do?
But, Marvin, please, can we go dancing? I really want to go dancing.
We can go tomorrow.
No, Marvin, you always say tomorrow. Then tomorrow is today, and we still never go dancing.
We can go Sunday.
Marvin, you only want to go Sunday because they close early.
Oh, my God, everyone, stop it. Shut up.
Marvin, please.
All right, listen. Jeffy, tomorrow I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
You promise?
Yes. And we can go dancing at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah, we can dance with Mr. Chuck E. and everything, and we can have fun because there's no guys or crowds or loud music or alcohol. We can just have fun dancing with Jeffy.
Thank you, Marvin. Thank you.
But the only way I'll take you guys to Chuck E. Cheese to dance and play games is if you stay quiet tonight and sit on the couch and watch TV in the quiet.
Okay.
Really? Oh, man. Now this is relaxing. Now this is fun.
Freeze! Give me all your valuables!
This is a robbery!
What?
We don't have any valuables! We're broke!
Well, give me your necklace!
No, please! My parents gave this to me!
I don't give shit!
Oh, no!
Give me your helmet!
My helmet?
Here's your helmet. Helmet. Oh, yes.
Let this go.
You getting up?
Let's go open your ears.
All right, ears.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. Let's get out of here! Okay!
Well, thank God they didn't kill us. We can still sit and watch TV.
Wait a minute! Look at the size of this TV! Let's take it! Grab over the side!
Hey! Get back here with my TV!
My necklace!
My helmet!
Oh, hell no! There's no way those guys ruined my perfect quiet night! I'm gonna kill them! Hey! Hey, you get back here! Hey! My TV! Oh, I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna find those guys, and I'm gonna kill them.
Man, I can't believe TV fit in trunk.
Well, it is Hyundai Sonata. Very roomy trunk.
I think we've robbed enough people tonight to sell the valuables and afford our honeymoon.
Bahamas, here we come!
Let's go kick some ass.
Let me suck your toes for $5. Hey, man, you're getting in the way of the toe fungus.
You wouldn't happen to be able to tell me where these two Russian guys who robbed my house are, will you?
What are you asking?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they at?
I don't know, but that guy might.
Put it, Boobiza!
Wait, is that Monopoly money?
No, that guy wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, well, what about him?
Oh, that's the type of guy I'm looking for. So beat it.
Really? So soon? I usually can't do it 2 times in 1 day.
Hey, you.
What do you want?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they?
I know where they are, but why would I tell you?
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Now, where are they at?
I'll tell you. Just give me a second.
Tell me.
I think you broke my esophagus.
Let me get you a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
No, I called a doctor.
Yeah, well, the strip club owner called the cops because he said somebody was beating people up and trying to suck toes.
I did beat someone up, but I wasn't trying to suck toes. That was some weird guy.
Uh-huh, and where is he?
He left.
Yeah, of course he did. So why'd you beat this guy up?
I asked him a question and he wouldn't answer me.
Really, Marvin? This is how you talk to people? You know, this is America. He doesn't have to talk to you if he doesn't want to.
He punched me in the throat.
You punched him in the throat? Why?
Well, because he wouldn't answer my question. There was these two Russian guys who robbed my house and he said he knew where they were and he wouldn't tell me, so I punched him.
Marvin, why didn't you just call the cops? I could have helped you.
Well, I wanted to do it on my own like a badass.
Oh, is that why you're wearing a leather jacket? I'm assuming these are your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit me with a bottle.
You hit him with a bottle, Marvin?
I thought it was gonna shatter over his head and be cool like in the movies.
Well, this isn't a movie, Marvin. You could have killed him. He could have a concussion. Sir, do you want to press charges?
Yeah.
He wants to press charges, Marvin. I have to arrest you.
Oh, no, come on. Listen, in all the cool movies, the people beat up random people to get the answers they want and find out who robbed them.
Well, did he rob you?
No.
Okay, well, then he doesn't owe you anything. If anything, you owe him an apology.
I'm sorry for punching you in the throat and hitting you in the head with a bottle.
Sir, do you still want to press charges? He wants to press charges. I'm going to have to take you in, Marvin.
Oh, come on. This isn't very badass.
No, it's not.
All right, Marvin, you get your one phone call. Make it count.
Okay. Baby, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail.
No. You're not getting away with that lazy shit. You didn't even dial a number. Okay, now you get your one phone call. Try again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail. Please bail me out.
Marvin, where are you?
I just said I'm in jail.
Jail? Why are you in jail?
Well, you know those two guys that robbed us and stole your necklace and Jeffy's helmet? Well, I went and beat up some guy because he said he knew where they were.
Wait, did you get our stuff back?
No, but if you come bail me out, I can get your stuff back.
So you didn't get my necklace back?
Just come bail me out and I can get
all
the
right,
stuff.
All right, time's up. Sorry.
No, no, no.
Hey, we don't have that kind of money.
All right, let's go to jail, buddy.
Oh.
All right, there you go, Marvin. Think about what you did.
I was just trying to be a badass. I was just trying to get my stuff back.
Hey, cutie. Ah! Oh, don't be frightened. It's just me, Bubbles. You looking pretty tasty. I won't bite unless you want me to.
No, 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 I don't want you to.
Oh, you sure? You sure? I'm a little hungry for some white meat chicken. You got some legs? Ooh, or maybe do I want a thigh? Now I want some penis!
Marvin, you just made bail.
Wait, I did?
I just want to get you out of here because I don't want to see you get your cheeks clapped.
Hey, get me out of here, please.
No, what? My white meat chicken! Bring it back! I'm hungry!
Thank God you got me out of there. I was so scared.
Yeah, you seem like you learned your lesson.
I did. I won't beat up anyone else.
Good, because the guy that you did beat up has a restraining order against you and you're not allowed within 100 yards of him.
But I need to speak to that guy. He knows where the robbers are. He knows where to find them.
Okay, well, I'll try to arrange a meeting from 100 yards away. Come on.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, you're not allowed within 100 yards of the guy, so he's all the way on the other side of this football field. But he is willing to answer your questions, so just go ahead and yell those at him.
How is he going to hear me?
I don't know, just yell loud.
Okay. Hey, excuse me, do you know the two Russian guys that robbed me where they're at? What did he say?
I don't know. I can't hear him. He's 100 yards away.
Can you speak louder? I
got none of that.
Okay, how about you just go ask him the questions I have because this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's way easier. I'll go talk to him. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, man. We can't hear you from all the way over there. It's like 100 yards. Actually, 120 with end zone. So can you repeat that for me?
I ain't telling you nothing. I'm not gonna waste me breath.
Oh, come on, man. We just want to know where the robbers are, please.
Well, that's too bad. I ain't telling ye shit, even though I know where they are.
Yeah? You want to tell me now?
Huh? Oh, the Bahamas?
The Bahamas? Where? Okay, see how easy that was? Maybe if you were easy to talk to, nobody would hit you in the throat. Man, Marvin, I see why you hit that guy. He is a pain in the ass. But I did get what you were looking for. They're in the Bahamas at the Sleepy Beach Hotel, room 200.
Okay, let's go. Well,
I thought we were going that way.
Okay. Look, the Just Married sticker that I saw on the back of the car.
Well, that means they are here. Second floor, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, Roderick, look at this view!
Bahamas so pretty.
I'm so glad we were able to rob enough people to afford the beach view.
Kiss me, you Russian pig.
Alright, Marvin, here it is, room 200.
I'ma go in there, I'ma kick their ass.
Okay, but only if it's the people who really rob you. If you beat up somebody else this time, I'm gonna have to arrest you again.
Okay, I'ma make sure it's them, but I'ma kick some ass. I don't see them.
What do you mean you don't see them?
They're not in the room.
But look, there's my son's helmet and my wife's necklace.
Okay, great. Grab it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, you said it was two gay Russian guys, right?
I mean, I think they were gay.
Is that them?
Yeah, but that's them.
Okay.
I'm going to go kick some ass. Can you grab those two things?
But the stuff is right here. We could just leave.
I'm going to go kick some ass. It's payback time. Did I mean to interrupt? Yes, I did.
Roderick, who is this? Did you hire a stripper?
No, did you? No.
You took some that didn't belong to you.
I mean, we took a lot of things that did not belong to us.
Yes, that's how we afford room.
Well, don't do it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'll just leave you with that.
Okay.
Strike!
Hey, you hit my husband, you piece of shit!
He hits gay people.
What? No, that's not what it is. I was...
Kick his ass! Help!
Help! Oh, this is a really nice bed. Oh, yeah, I need a vacation. How do the robbers even afford a place like this? Oh, robbing people, obviously. Ooh, I wonder what's on TV. Oh, Tom and Jerry? Oh, yeah. Come on, Tom, you're never gonna catch that mouse, you silly cat. What was that? Oh, shit, Marvin! Hey, break it up!
Mr. Officer, this man is a homophobic piece of shit!
He hit us for no reason!
No, I hit him because of the guys who robbed me.
Marvin, what did I say about hitting people?
I wanted payback!
Are you the guys who robbed Marvin?
Yes!
Okay, well, this is the Bahamas, and it's out of my jurisdiction, so there's not a lot I can do here. But, if we take the stuff, do you agree to never rob Marvin ever again?
Yes!
Okay, good. See, Marvin, that's how you use your words.
Yeah, we never hit you, even when we were robbing you!
Yeah!
Okay, I'm sorry for hitting you guys.
Okay, good. Now you two can go back to making out.
I'm going to blow you so hard.
Seriously, you can't arrest them?
Marvin, let it go. You got your shit. Let's just go home.
Okay.
Ugh, and there are bare man ass cheeks out there. We should leave.
No, there's not.
Why did you look? Oh my god, you're so gay.
Oh no, you just said that they're... Never mind.
What, you wanted to see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, but there really are actually out there now. Why did you look again? You're so gay.
No, listen. Okay, fine. I won't ever look again because I don't even want to look at that.
Well, actually, that guy's whole penis is out.
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't want to see that? You're more of an ass man?
What, no, I...
Oh, my God, and you want dick, too?
Okay, that's it. Now you can grab my stuff. You grab it.
Okay. God, you're so gay.
All right, Jeffy, here's your helmet back. And, Rose, here's your necklace back.
Oh, thank you, Marvin, my necklace.
Okay, Marvin, if you ever get robbed again, just call the police.
I will. I'm just glad everything's back to normal. Plot hole goblin! What are you doing here, plot hole goblin?
There was a part of the video that didn't make sense.
What didn't make sense?
Yeah, the video was good.
How did you drive from Florida to the Bahamas? The Bahamas is an island.
You see, we drove the car onto a boat.
Yeah, a ferry.
A ferry, yeah. And it took us to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you get, like, as a boat. Like, how do you think they get cars to the Bahamas?
Yeah, anyway? Yeah, there are cars on the Bahamas. How do you think they got there?
Yeah, the ferries and ships.
That would take days.
Yeah, we didn't say how long it took.
Yeah, it was the multiple... I mean, like,
days?
Yeah, I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he used to hop off our dick. Like, I mean, we didn't even film in the Bahamas.
No, it's Pensacola Beach, obviously.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Cody, why do you seem like you're the shit?
Yeah.
Whoa! Are those Toy Story Band-Aids?
Oh, they must be limited edition.
Yeah,
they are.
Oh, my God, where'd you get those?
Target.
Oh!
Target?
Target, wow, I didn't even know you could shop that little for rich people.
Right?
Oh, my God, what characters are on that?
Get Forky on that, bitch.
Whoa, oh,
dude,
my God.
I need a Forky one.
Can we please open up the Band-Aids so we get Forky?
Please.
And waste one of my Toy Story Band-Aids? I don't think so.
Oh, my God, well,
come on.
How can we get one?
Do you have a boo-boo?
No, I don't have a boo-boo.
No.
What about an owie?
No, I don't have an owie.
I don't have any owie.
Sorry. No owie, no band-aid.
Okay, well, we gotta think of a way to get a boo-boo or an owie so we can get a band-aid.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you could scrape your shit on the concrete outside. Or you could get a paper cut. Or get a mosquito bite and scratch it too hard until it bleeds.
Those all sound like they would hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want to scratch my leg on the concrete. That would burn.
Yeah, it would.
I don't want to get a paper cut because those sting.
Well, any owie's going to hurt. That's why it's called an owie.
And falling down the stairs would be painful as hell, dude.
He didn't suggest that.
No, you can't put a band-aid on a concussion.
I'm thinking of some painful stuff.
I guess the mosquito bite's the best one, but how am I going to catch a mosquito and get him to bite me?
Junior, we live in Florida. Let's just walk outside and let him bite us.
Oh, good idea. Whoever gets the most mosquito bites wins.
Oh, it's going to be me.
They love me.
So where are these mosquitoes at?
Oh, dude, they're everywhere, and they're going to bite the shit out of me. They love black people.
Cody, why do you have your shirt off?
Oh, I'm just trying to maximize the mosquito bite area, but they're going to have to bite pretty hard if they want to get through my abs of steel.
Oh, there's a mosquito!
Oh, no,
bite me!
No, bite me!
No, bite me, I caught it first!
Who takes it?
No, I don't want him to bite me!
Don't let him
I want the biggest boo-boo ever!
What
I want the biggest
boo-boo!
Whoa! Cody, you're getting swarmed!
Yeah, they're biting the shit out of me. I'm getting bit as fuck. I should have taken my shorts off so they could bite my hog.
Oh, Cody, they're all over you,
dude!
Come on, guys, let's go get some fucking Toy Story Band-Aids.
Oh my god, he won!
All right?
Whoa, Cody, you got ate up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, like an all-you-can-eat sauerkraut buffet. Helen Keller could read my ass right now. Hold on, guys. I'm going to take a selfie. Hashtag itchy as fuck. Hashtag Lilo and Itch. Oh, man, this is really itchy, though.
Well, we can open up the Toy Story Band-Aids now.
Whoa, hey, don't touch that box. That's for Itchy McGee over here. But you guys can open one each, because I think I'm going to need a lot of Band-Aids. This is really starting to hurt.
All right, Joseph, let's open up Band-Aids. See if we get Forky.
Oh, yeah, dude, I need Forky.
Please hurry.
Oh, dude, I got the alien one.
I got Forky!
Wait, I want Forky!
I won!
I should have got it!
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck anymore, guys. Just put the Band-Aids on.
Okay, where do you want me to put it?
Right here, in this really big one I got on my armpit. That's the one. That's the one I really notice.
Oh, okay, can you do it for me? I don't really want to touch you.
Fuck yeah. There we go. Sticky as fuck. There we go. Oh, that didn't really fucking help a lot.
So what do you want the second one, dude?
Oh, man. Just anywhere. Doesn't matter. Guys, I can't turn my neck.
Oh, okay. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty fucking nauseous, guys. Woo.
Oh, damn.
Do we call a doctor?
Should I still put the Band-Aid on?
Yeah, put on his forehead right there. So, Cody, is that feeling better?
You look better.
Yeah, buddy. Cheer up. Maybe we should call a doctor.
Yeah, probably should.
But let's open all the Band-Aids up first.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, Joseph, look at all the characters!
I know, dude. It's so sick! Look, I'm gonna have to keep some for myself. Fuck Cody.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh my god, are those Toy Story Band-Aids?
They sure are.
Oh, sick. Is that Mr. Potato Head?
Yup.
Oh, sick. Is that Forky?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sick. Sorry, I'm sick. Hey, you know what else is sick? U2s. Yeah, not like the band, though. No. You remember when Apple forced everybody to get a U2 album just downloaded directly to their phone? Like, no thank you. Nobody wants that. I would actually pay for you to take that off of my phone. Yeah, no, nobody likes U2. I actually almost switched to an Android because of that. I just couldn't deal with the green bubble, though. No. Every time I get a text with a green bubble, I think they're texting me from prison. Because why else would there be a green bubble, you know? Just couldn't do it. Oh, yeah, anyway, U2s! Check this out! It's Chef PPP&P's! How cool is that?
Chef PPP&P's!
No way!
And look at this! It's a Marvin and Jeffy monitor buddy! They just sit on top of your monitor and they stare at you while you do what you do on your computer. I mean, I wouldn't want anybody staring at me while I do what I do on my computer. Wee-wee time. But hey, these are pretty cool. You should go buy them.
Yeah, they're really cool.
All right, so what's up with your friend?
Well, Doctor, he...
Oh, no! Quick, cover him up! There's a bunch of snipers in here! Fuck, I'm funny. You see, because it looks like lasers, like from a sniper. I mean, obviously not that many snipers could hide in here, but hey, hide your cats, right? Because the cats, they chase the lasers. Oh, God, I am so fucking funny. Well, what's going on with your friend?
So we wanted to be able to use the Toy Story Band-Aid.
No, understandably.
So we went outside to see who get bit by the most mosquitoes.
Well, I think I know who won. Well, this should be pretty easy to diagnose. He probably has any number of diseases you get from mosquitoes. Like, it could be malaria, or dengue, or Zika, or yellow fever.
Well, he definitely was gay. So it could be the dengue one.
I mean, it could be all kinds of stuff.
So how do you test which one it was?
Well, I'd have to do a spinal tap by shoving this big-ass needle right in his spine and then taking out some spinal fluid.
Oh, do it!
Okay.
Ugh, fuck.
Really in there.
See, get that juice out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty rough.
Yeah.
What is that flavor? Is that malaria?
Hold on.
That's strawberry.
Go back to that. Could be yellow fever. It's kind of a tang, kind of a yellow fever tang. Hold on. No, that is chicken gunya.
What's chicken gunya?
Chicken gunya be for dinner tonight! No, really, though, that is West Nile virus.
West Nile virus? Is he going to be okay?
No, his organs are going to start shutting down, so we're going to have to get him to the hospital and put him on life support. Come on, buckaroo.
See you later, Cody.
Sweet dreams.
Best wishes.
Well, Doctor, he's stable, but he's in a coma.
Okay, I notified the family.
Oh, when will they be here?
Where's that bitch-ass boy at?
I think that's them.
Where's my sick-ass son running up doctor's bills like we got money and shit? Hey, get your fake ass up! You know we ain't got no money, get your ass up!
Yeah, Doctor, why is he being such a pussy-ass bitch?
Well, ma'am, your son was bitten by a bunch of mosquitoes.
So? My niece got bit in the face by a pit bull and she didn't bitch this much. But he's in a coma, he's on life support.
Support the damn plug! We ain't got money for all this shit!
Yeah, pull that shit!
Yeah, where is that? Is this a damn plug?
Wait, no, don't touch that, you'll kill him!
That's the goal!
No, sir, listen. We can kill him if you want to, but first his next of kin has to agree.
Okay, I am his next of kin. I'm his daddy. He came out my nutsack.
Well, let's check his will.
What the hell is will at?
Okay, I got it right here. It says, I, Cody Nutkiss, declare that this is my last will and testament. My next of kin is Ken?
What? The gay-ass Barbie doll?
Yeah, he's got like a little G.I. Joe that he humps. Okay, so I guess we just have to ask Ken if we can kill Cody.
I'm here to say hi to Cody because I feel bad. I'm sorry you're so sick, Cody. Okay, bye.
Hey, little boy, have you seen Cody's little gay-ass doll?
Oh, yeah, it's on my couch at my house.
Well, I guess we gotta go to your couch. Come on.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay, guys, Ken's right there.
Oh, good. This shouldn't take long. Hey there, Mr. Ken. Cody's in a coma on life support right now, and we want to kill him. So all we need you to do is say yes.
You better say yes, because we ain't paying no damn hospital bills, because they gonna fall on your stupid ass.
Yeah, so what do you say, Ken?
Get to talking.
Oh, I see what's going on, Tyrone. He's trying to play hardball. Okay. Well, me and my husband are swingers.
Yeah, and I hit a home run every time.
Yeah, so if you say yes, I'll let you and my husband Eiffel Tower me.
Ooh, yeah, my baby freaky. You can't turn that down. Eiffel Tower, bonjour, mes amis, my baby freaky. She like wee wee, so what you say?
Yeah, how about that? Oh, okay. How about two Eiffel Towers?
Damn, baby! Ooh, she is very generous today. Two Eiffel Towers?
Okay. Dare I say three Eiffel Towers?
Ooh, what? Oh, you greedy fuck! Three Eiffel Towers? You don't even offer them me that!
Yeah, that's more than France has, huh? Okay, Tyrone, he's starting to piss me off.
I can see that, baby. He pissed me off, too. Okay. Three Eiffel Towers?
Final offer. Three Eiffel Towers, a Great Wall of China, and I'll let you give me an Alabama Hot Pocket.
What? An Alabama Hot Pocket? You lucky ducky? Oh, but she long overdue for a Hot Pocket. Oh, come on. You better say yes.
What? Tyrone, what's wrong with me? Why would nobody want to give me an Alabama Hot Pocket?
I don't know, baby. Look, maybe he's just not into feces.
Oh, well, maybe he's gay.
You know what? That might be it. He looks gay.
Yeah, I bet he's gay. You know what? Let's take him to the doctor to see if he's even alive.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, these offers should be irresistible.
Right, come on.
Doctor, I think he's getting worse.
Where is that next of Ken? Okay, doctor, we brought the doll. Okay, who is this? Oh, this is Ken.
The gay one.
Oh, well, did he say we could kill Cody?
No, he's not that talkative to say.
No, I offered him three Eiffel Towers and an Alabama Hot Pocket, and he just wouldn't budge. Really? Well, you know, we do accept other forms of payment here.
Well, how many Eiffel Towers do we need to get this plug pulled?
Let's say five Eiffel Towers. Mm. You've got yourself a deal.
Doctor, I'm feeling a lot better now. Nurse, pull that fucking plug!
But doctor, he's away!
I said pull it!
Okay!
Pull it, goddammit!
Well, we have a room in the back.
Well, yeah. Well,
guys, are you ready to eat food?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Who does that? Who says, so guys, are you ready to eat food before they eat food? People just eat food when they're ready to eat food. You actually told us we couldn't eat until you set up all the food and said, so guys, are you ready to eat food?
I don't know, Cody. I just wanted to narrate it in case someone's watching us.
Who could possibly be watching us eat?
Come on, come on. Go ahead and eat.
I don't think anyone's watching us eat, Cody. I just like to talk before I do stuff. Shut up.
Junior, do you really need a quadruple cheeseburger with bacon?
Do you really need to wear glasses?
Well, yes, actually. A doctor told me I have to wear these.
Well, a doctor told me I need to eat this quadruple cheeseburger.
I highly doubt that. Actually, I bet a doctor would tell you not to eat that.
Well, do you really need 6 corn dogs?
Okay, listen. How many holes does the male human body have?
Not 6.
Oh, yeah? Count with me. 2 ear holes, 2 nose holes.
A mouth.
And...
Ew, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Only one of these is for eating.
Okay, let's just hurry up and eat, guys, so we can do other stuff.
Okay.
Tater touch.
Oh, I'm so full.
Me too.
Dude, too many tater tots and mozzie sticks.
I ate the entire quadruple cheeseburger.
My ass.
Oh.
You guys want to go swimming?
Dude, what the hell's wrong with you?
Junior, it's dark outside.
My pool is lit up, Cody.
Dude, it's October.
Well, we never went swimming one time during the summertime, so I want to swim before it gets too cold outside, so come on, guys.
Okay. Junior's being pretty gay, huh? He just wants me to take my shirt off so he can see my abs.
Yeah, that sounds like Junior.
Cowabunga!
Woohoo! Dude, I'm having so much fun!
Yeah, I love swinging in the pool. Come on, Cody, get in!
Nah, I should probably wait 30 minutes so I don't get a tummy cramp.
Pussy!
Yeah, Cody, that's just a myth. You don't have to wait 30 minutes after eating to swim.
But guys, my tummy, I don't want it to cramp.
You're such a crybaby, Cody.
Dude, get in! The water's fine!
What, Joseph, you okay?
Well, Junior, I think Joseph's drowning.
Joseph's not drowning.
I think he is.
What, Joseph?
Joseph?
I don't see him.
I don't see his body anywhere.
Well, it is nighttime, and he is black.
Junior, he has to be around here somewhere. Look for him.
Okay, I'll look. Joseph!
Joseph!
Joseph, are you in here, buddy?
Joseph?
I literally don't see him. Let me get out of the pool, and let's go get Chef Pee-Pee to help.
Okay, good idea.
Junior,
what are you doing? Just get out.
I can't get out of the pool.
What do you mean you can't get out? Just pull yourself up.
I physically cannot get out of the pool.
Junior, it's not the fucking Sims. You don't need a ladder. Just pull yourself out of the pool.
Look, I'll try. I just can't get myself up.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have had a quadruple cheeseburger with bacon.
Well, it's not the cheeseburger's fault. I just can't get out.
Maybe you're having a tummy cramp because you ate so much.
No, that's not it, Cody. Grab my arm.
Okay, fine.
Grab my arm.
Oh, Jesus, Junior, you're heavy as fuck. Maybe you shouldn't have had that quadruple cheeseburger with bacon.
It's not the cheeseburger. The pool won't let me go. Call the cops.
The cops? What are they going to do, arrest your pool?
Call the cops. The pool will not let me leave. Like, something's pulling me in the pool. It won't let me get out.
Okay, whatever. I'll call the cops.
Call the cops. Let go of me. Let go of me, pool.
Hey there. Somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. There's a monster in the pool and he won't let me leave.
A monster in the pool? I don't see any monsters.
No, he's in the pool. He won't let me leave. See, look, I can't get out of the pool.
You know, this reminds me of a time I refused to get out of a pool.
You refused to get out of a pool?
Yeah, let me tell you about it.
So when I was in high school, I was on the swim team, the girls' swim team. See, I wasn't fast enough to be on the boys' team, so I went up against the girls, and I would still come in fourth place. But I swam slow for other reasons. Anyway, one day I was in a race, and I actually wanted to win this one. I swam so fast, my swim trunks came off, and I couldn't find them. Then all the girls got out of the pool, and the coach said, "Guy, come on out." And I said, "No." And he said, "Guy, get your ass out of the pool. It's time for the boys to swim." But I didn't want to get out. I didn't want the girls' swim team to see my small, shriveled-up package. So I was trying to think of a way to distract everybody. And that's when I saw Paul's the Fire Alarm Paul. He was a kid that would pull the fire alarm if you dared him to. So I said, "Hey, Paul, can you pull the fire alarm?" And he said, "Yep." So Paul pulled the fire alarm, and everyone started running outside. So I said, "Now's my chance." But then, 2 firefighters came, and they pulled me out of the pool and took me outside with everyone else. And the whole school saw my little shriveled-up shrimp. It was the most embarrassing day of my life.
And after that, none of the girls in school wanted to date me because they didn't want to be known for dating the guy with the tiny little shriveled-up wiener. Everybody thought I had the tiniest wiener in school. Well, that was until tiny wiener Timmy transferred to our school. But that's a different story we can't animate. We could barely even animate this one.
Oh, that's a really sad story, but I really cannot get out of this pool.
Well, listen, kid, if you lost your swim trunks, I can go get you a towel so nobody has to see your tiny wiener.
No, I have my swim trunks on. Look.
Oh, wow. It's got to be really tiny if you still don't want to get out even though you're wearing swim trunks.
No, listen, the pool will not let me out. And look, my friend Joseph, he's missing.
Oh, what's he look like?
He's black.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, he was trying to swim, and I've heard things about, you know, people trying to swim when they're
plaque. I don't know. It's a thing people say. I don't know.
Well, listen, I have not seen him since he's gotten in the pool.
Oh, well, you know, it is dark outside, so maybe we just can't see him right now.
That's what I thought. But listen, can you just help me get out of the pool?
Okay, I'll just pull you out.
Ugh.
Well, that was really easy.
How'd you do that?
I just used my hands and my strength.
Well, I kept trying to get out, and I couldn't get out. You just saved me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I suggest you stay away from this pool because you clearly don't know how it works.
Well, no. There's a monster with a face, and it was trying to eat me. I think it wouldn't let me get out.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess I'm a hero then. Maybe they'll give me a medal for this.
What? I'm not getting this pool ever again.
Ugh, 1015. Ugh, 1016. Ugh, 1017.
Cody!
Oh, sorry, Junior. You just caught me working off those corn dogs.
No, listen! There's a monster in my pool!
No, there's not, Junior. You fucking idiot.
No, seriously, there's a monster in the pool. It grabbed my leg. It wouldn't let me go.
Then how'd you get out?
The cop got him to let me go.
So the monster listens to cops?
I don't know, but there's a monster in my pool. What do we do?
Well, I guess if there's a monster in your pool, you should just not go in the pool.
Huh. I mean, if I don't go in the pool, he can't get me.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Yeah, problem solved. See, this is probably where the movie should have stopped. Since they knew it was haunted.
And I just don't go in the pool.
Yeah, it's that easy.
But I really like my pool. I mean, I never can go in it ever again.
Well, apparently you didn't really use your pool very often anyway. I mean, you literally just said that you haven't used it all summer. And apparently that monster's been living there for a while, and you didn't even notice. So I guess he could live there.
I guess you're right.
Junior,
Cody, you hear that?
No.
It's Joseph! He's still alive! Joseph, I'm coming to save you!
Junior, are you okay? I don't hear anything.
Joseph?
Junior,
help me! Joseph, I'm right here! Where are you, Joseph? I don't see you! Okay, I'm gonna come in the pool, and I'm gonna save you. I know there's a monster in there, but I'm gonna grab you, and I'm gonna pull you out, okay? Okay, I'm coming, Joseph. I'm coming, Joseph. Where are you? Okay, I'm coming.
Damn.
Okay, so I heard Joseph's voice, and I thought he wanted me to save him, so I ran outside, and I jumped in the pool to try to save Joseph, and I went under the water, and I saw Joseph, but it wasn't Joseph, it was the monster using Joseph to try to kill me.
Right, so just don't go in the pool.
What?
Don't go in the pool. He can only kill you if you go in the pool, so don't go in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that easy.
So if I go in the pool, I die?
Yes. Let me tell you this, Junior. If you never go in that pool, ever again, this is not even a problem. It's not scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can only die if I go in the pool.
Exactly. Don't go in the pool.
Joseph?
No, that's the monster trying to lure you into the pool so he can kill you.
Oh.
Not Joseph. He's already dead because he went in the pool. So don't go in the pool.
Joseph's voice is so annoying.
Yeah? Well, you know what's even more annoying? Getting killed in your pool. And you know what else is annoying? All this trash. Help me clean it up.
Okay, I'll help you clean it up.
Joseph, what if we have company? They're going to think you're a barbarian.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior. Guess which one of these corn dog sticks was in my ass?
Which one?
The one that smells like shit.
Which one is that?
Sniff around and find out.
No.
The one that has residue
on. No.
That one. Okay, good. Now that we cleaned up all that trash and all those doo-doo covered corn dog sticks, why is my ass so dirty? Anyway, now that we're done with that, we can go back to not going in the pool. Which is very easy.
Well, what if one day I want to throw a pool party?
Well, don't. Do it in a different pool. There are a lot of other pools out there. Just use those.
Well, my dad spent a lot of money on that pool, so, like, I mean, maybe we should use it.
See, this is why people in horror movies die, because they don't avoid the thing they know kills them. Like in The Ring, where there's that tape that kills you if you watch it, just don't watch the fucking tape. That's all you have to do. Just go about your life not watching the tape. It's not that hard. Hey, Junior, tell me there's a tape out there that'll kill me if I watch it.
Hey, Cody, there's a tape out there that'll kill you if you watch it.
Not watching that shit. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to die, so I'm not going to watch it. See how easy that was? Try to hand me the tape. Pretend you're handing me the tape that kills you.
Hey, Cody, here's a tape that if you watch it, it kills you.
I'm not touching that. I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want that. See how easy that was? See how easy? It's like when you're on Facebook and there's like those covered videos. It's like, oh, it might be bad. Like, don't click on it. I know whatever I'm going to see is going to be bad and it's going to be fucked up and it's going to make me sad, so I'm not going to click on it. It's very easy. Like, Junior, tell me I'm going to die if I look at you.
You're going to die if you look at me.
Sorry, Junior. Not going to look at you anymore. See how easy that was?
Well, you would die right now if you looked at
me. Okay, well, that was an example. Do you want me to continue not looking at you?
No. Listen, can you just Google, like, why my pool would be haunted?
Me? Google? Why can't you Google it yourself?
I'm scared. Everything scared me. I saw a face underwater that tried to kill me.
Ah, Jesus. Okay, fine. Why is my pool haunted? Well, it says it might be haunted if somebody died in your pool.
You think someone drowned in a long time ago and now the ghost is trying to make other people drown?
I don't know. That sounds fine. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so how would you kill the monster in my pool?
I don't know and I don't fucking care.
No, seriously, Cody, if there was a monster in your pool, how would you kill it?
Okay, I guess I would electrocute it. I would toss a toaster in there.
If I toss a toaster in, it'll kill the monster?
Yes, but you would have to get close to the pool, which I specifically told you not to do.
I'm gonna go do it.
Okay, good luck.
Hey, monster! Wanna kill me? How about you make me some toast first?
Junior, that was so fucking gay.
What?
Well, what you said. You could have said, your toast, not, why don't you make me some toast?
He's dead, what does it matter?
Yeah, you're right.
It is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to games. She should be fired.
Oh, I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, that's no way.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle!
Oh, why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our real name, Scooby, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did! Stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari! I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass!
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes!
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask! You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles. Oh, wow. It looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck.
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching The Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia, because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? What the fuck?
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh my god, if someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors!
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it, I thought he was just gonna walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across the safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm gonna trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so you'd be you.
But nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is a title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, see, what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no! I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Oh, Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one.
He's doing it.
Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Daddy, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
Wait, no way.
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy.
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What?
Me too.
Jeffy, which ones did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left, down, right, up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which ones was it?
I don't know, dang, I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh my god. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes Pee-Pee and then Suzanne and then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No,
your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
You can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble spit in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. We lost it. You have another one?
Danny, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
What? That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Oh my god, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? Okay, well, I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Nigga, not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
Well, actually, I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
That's that one.
I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, yeah, deal.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left, and I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, PPP goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. This grown fool business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tint to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference.
Oh, you can't push me! I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No, the hell I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not moving. You chose. You made me risk my life for these 2, so you should jump on a real one.
I guess so. You are right. I didn't make you choose. Hold on. Which one is it?
No! Chef Pee-Pee, die!
But Hey, look, Marvin, we know which one to step on. It's right there.
I can't believe Chef Pee-Pee's dead.
Hey, Marvin, I have a confession.
What?
I actually saw the ones that Jeffy stepped on, so I could have saved all of you, but I wanted to eliminate a few people because I want that money for myself.
You monster!
Yeah, we can discuss that later. The time's about to end. Cross, asshole! You're just gonna shoot glass in our eyes? We don't even have goggles!
So, VIPs, did you enjoy the game?
Hell yeah, I did! It was so cool! Three people died!
And Marvin's still alive, so if I'm lucky, he'll win and I'll get his house payment money.
Oh, I hope he dies. I hate that bitch.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but I fucking can't.
Just ignore him.
Wait, who died? I bet on the shelf named after a penis. Did he live? Hello? Am I talking to my fucking self over here? If you guys left, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh my god, he's dead, Goofy!
Well, fuck. There goes all my extremely goofy movie royalties. Max is gonna be pissed.
Oh, wow. You know what? This champagne, it tastes like hot dogs.
It tastes like hot dogs?
Yeah, it tastes like Piglet's ass cheeks.
Well, Mickey, where's my champagne?
It's right there, Goofy.
Oh, because I know where right there is because I can fucking see.
I don't know. Why don't you reach around?
If I stayed home, I could get a reach around from Clarabel.
Yeah, everyone has, buddy. Oh, my God, Goofy, you made a mess.
Well, it's not my fucking fault I can't see in this stupid-ass mess. I'm going to go to the bathroom and whack off.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry I brought him. He's kind of just like a tag-along.
Rise and shine, Karen. It's 6 a.m.
Boy, I'm going back to bed.
Oh, come on, Karen. It's such a nice day outside. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go to IHOP and get some pancakes.
Boynie, I told you not to wake me before noon. I need my beauty sleep.
Well, you're not going to look any better after noon. But come on, we got nothing to do today. This is the first time, and as long as I can remember, I got nothing to do.
Boynie, your phone's going off. Check your phone.
What? Oh, that's right. We sent Penelope to a murder island.
Oh, I completely forgot about that, Boynie. Go get your daughter.
Ugh, but I want pancakes.
Boynie, you can get pancakes after you save Penelope.
Nuh-uh, because it's not going to be breakfast then. It's breakfast now.
Boynie, go get your daughter. Go save her before she dies.
Well, I'm going to die if I don't get any pancakes. And besides, I can't go to that island alone.
Well, why don't you call up some of your friends, Boynie?
Oh, so they can go to IHOP with me? Good thinking, Karen.
No, Boynie!
Kids, wakey, wakey!
Oh, Dad, I don't want to go to school.
Wake up before I shoot you!
Oh, okay.
That's all you had to say.
So, do we get breakfast?
Who's ready for the first Squid Game?
I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you mean like me and Cody?
No, like the actual cereal.
Nope! All right, grab a partner and follow me!
I call Cody!
Aww!
Sorry, Timmy, he called dibs on this sweet ass.
What the hell, dude? What about me?
You can be partners with Patrick.
Come on, jump at my
ear. What the fuck?
Hey, Junior, guess what? I'm gonna be partners with bullies, so meh.
I know you'll be partners with your stupid ex. He wrote about how much you love him in his diary. You know what? I hope you both die.
Junior!
Hey, Jeffy, you want to be my partner?
I don't want to play these games.
Okay, you're my partner, yay!
Hey, Timmy, you want to be partners?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm already partners with Jeffy.
Aw, man, I'm stuck with the baby.
Wait, I can see up your skirt.
Cody, I wonder what the first game is.
Well, it involves balloons.
All right, kids, today's game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Bike Game.
You know what I like about the title of the game is you also understand the rules.
The rule for today's game is you and your partner will have a balloon, and you have to toss it back and forth to each other without it hitting the ground. Now, if it hits the ground, then the person that lets it hit the ground or lets it pop gets shot in the face. So who wants to go first?
Oh, Cody, we should go first and get it over with.
Okay, yeah, let's go first.
We want to go first.
All right, grab your balloon and get ready to start. Ready, start.
What the fuck, Junior? You're trying to kill me?
Well, no, you're supposed to hit it back, Cody.
But that's not fair. You sabotaged me.
I didn't sabotage. You're supposed to hit in the air.
Okay, whose fault is that, mine or his?
Sorry, kids, rules are rules.
Yeah, Cody, you were the one that was supposed to hit it.
What? Junior, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry, I did try.
Alright, who's next?
Alright, we want to go next.
Alright, don't let the balloon touch the ground. Your 30 seconds starts now.
Alright, listen, Patrick, go slowly.
Okay.
What the hell, dude? Ooh. You almost hit the ground.
ground.
You look like a big granny smith apple.
You're not supposed to catch it.
I'm gonna bite it.
What are you doing? What the hell?
See you later, alligator. Where am I going?
Well, better him than me, shit.
All right, who's next?
Okay, we're going next.
All right, don't hit it too hard.
That's all I do, babe.
Ha! Junior, you hear that? He called me babe.
Well, I hope he beats you like Chris Brown does to women.
Good one, man.
All right, your 30 seconds starts now.
Wait a minute. They're catching the balloon and then tossing it.
Well, I never said you couldn't catch it.
What? No, you said you have to hit it back and forth. You can't, like, do that.
No, the game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Face Game.
Okay, but that's bullshit. My friend died because we were hitting it, like, as hard as we could. Like, you didn't tell us you could catch it.
Well, you can't catch it. You just got to keep passing it back and forth.
Junior, this is so easy.
Yeah, man. I can't believe two people already died.
My friend died because you didn't explain that we could catch it. It is easy as shit.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win!
Yay!
Oh, that is bullshit. My friend died.
All right, next. We want to go next, I think.
I don't want to play these games.
All right, your timer starts now.
We're not horses. We're just squiddy squid game fuckaroos. I've already won these games before. I got $400 billion, but that doesn't make me happy. I want to die.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win. All right, you guys are the last group. Are you ready to play?
Wait, we can catch it, right?
Yeah, as long as you throw the balloon back and forth and don't let it touch the ground.
You're going to die, bitch.
What?
Your timer starts now.
He's a mean baby.
Go.
Okay.
Die.
What? No, please don't get it.
All right, you win. Congrats.
Now change my shitty diaper.
Okay, let's go.
So, friends from high school, it's been a while. How you been, Chuck?
I am just wondering what comes on me bacon burger.
Bacon, I would assume.
Ooh, I love bacon.
You know, Chuck, ever since you lost your eye in that paintball accident, you've been acting real different.
Damn it, don't call me Chuck! Call me Pirate Chuck.
Okay, Pirate Chuck. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I've been great, real great. Going through my third divorce, I probably should have signed a prenup by now.
Yeah, probably. How about you, Babyface Bob?
Everything here's so expensive.
No, it's okay, buddy. I got you.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
What's the matter, babyface?
No girls want to date me because of my babyface.
Is that why you're wearing an army uniform, even though you never served in the military?
Yeah, I thought it would make me look older.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
That's okay. Well, maybe we'll have a hot waitress. I can hook you up.
Hello. Welcome to IHOP. Oh, dear God, you're here.
Oh, wow. You work everywhere, huh?
Yes, and you just have to eat everywhere.
I sure do. Hey, babyface, I actually slept with her. I can get you in there.
Really?
Would your child like a booster seat?
Well, that's it. I'm going home. I'm taking off the uniform.
Don't take it off. Actually, ma'am, this is my friend, Babyface Bob. He's 45. And he's actually never served in the military. But don't worry. He's packing and he looks good in camo.
Okay. Would you like anything to drink?
I'm sorry, Babyface. Well, actually, I'd like to get started with a big-ass stack of pancakes. I mean, I'm talking taller than me.
I asked you what you would like to drink.
Oh, well, I'll have a black coffee. Because I like my coffee like I like my women. Black. Well, actually, just that one woman that one time in college. So, I like my coffee like I like that one black woman that one time in college. Actually, forget the coffee. I'll have milk. Because I like my milk like I like my women. Now, white and whole fat. Well, that was actually my ex-wife. So, I actually want all almond milk because I like my almond milk like I like my women. Full of nuts. My nuts. I don't know why I would put my nuts in. But actually, you know what? I'll have water, because I like my women like I like my water. Wet.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
I would like a big old waffle.
What the fuck, Chuck? We're at the International House of Pancakes. It's IHOP, not IHOW. If you want waffles, just go to Waffle House.
But I want a waffle.
Okay, you'll take a waffle, and what about for you, sir?
I'll have an omelet.
Oh, come on, it's not IHO. Why are we even at IHOP if we're not getting fucking pancakes?
I don't like pancakes.
Why did we even come to IHOP, then?
Because you said you wanted to come to IHOP.
That's right, I did.
Would your son like a kid's menu?
But he's not my dad!
Well, no, it's okay. My very adult, very well-endowed friend...
Yeah, order for me.
Yeah, he would like some pancakes.
With smiley faces.
A very adult smiley face.
Yeah, can I get a dollar for the claw machine?
If you eat all your pancakes.
Yes, sir.
Would your pet like anything to eat?
Oh, you mean Chester?
I'm all good, man.
Nah, Chester's good with the Cheetos. I actually used to smoke pot with him back in high school at the bus stop. He was my dealer. Okay. Well, the reason I called you guys here is because I signed my daughter up for the murder squid game.
What?
But aren't they gonna kill her?
Oh, no, 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 it's okay, because I put a tracker on her ankle, and I tracked her to the exact island where the games are being held. So I figure, after we eat our big-ass breakfast, and we go see the new Superman movie, I figure we can go to the island and save her.
Well, what do we got out of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have a big breakfast on me, and then we're gonna go to the Superman movie, but you're gonna have to pay for that.
What, really?
Oh, no, no, not you, Babyface. You're getting it for free. But after that, you know, I'm gonna have, like, $800 billion, so I'm just gonna give all you guys $1 million each.
Do you think that would make women want to sleep with me if I had $1 million?
No, but we can go to Vegas and I can take you to a brothel.
They didn't let me in last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, maybe I can get you a face transplant.
Okay, deal.
All right, everyone, here's your food.
Ma'am, I didn't order the French toast, but I'll accept it as long as it's not on the bill.
Okay.
And my pancakes could have been much taller.
Well, we ran out of pancake batter. That's why you have the French toast.
So put the toast on the pancakes.
Dad, they forgot the nose on my smiley face.
Don't call me Dad. Ma'am, they forgot the nose on a smiley face.
Well, I didn't make it.
She didn't make it.
I can't eat it without the nose on the smiley face.
He can't eat it without the nose.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm freaking out. It's scary without the nose. Give me a nose. Give me a nose. Give me a nose.
Right there. Is that better, champ?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't have as much milk as you guys. I want to be a big boy.
Now, do you want a tummy ache? You know you get colicky.
No, but can she heat it up so I don't get a tummy ache?
She's not going to sleep with you if you ask her to heat your milk up. Women don't like whiny men. Ma'am, I wanted water.
Well, you told me, like, 3 different drinks.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't even remember what woman this is supposed to be.
My bacon floppy.
And his bacon's floppy.
And mine's too crispy.
I didn't make it.
Mine's just right. Can you read me Goldilocks?
No, I'm not going to read you. How about you guys just swap bacons?
Nah, he already touched it. I don't want it.
Yeah, you got germs.
Hey, man, you touched my omelet earlier. I don't want that either. Man, can you take the omelet back and make me another one?
No, because even if I did, he still won't tip me.
Well, I'm not eating it.
I mean, I probably won't tip you, you're right.
When are we going to see Superman?
Oh, it's at 10:15, but just let me take a few bites of my pancakes before we leave.
Wait. You ordered all those and you're only going to have one bite?
Well, it's not about the eating, it's about the spectacle of how tall they are.
Oh, get your bill.
Well, can you cut up my pancakes into small bites? I don't want to choke.
Okay, buddy.
Well, cut them up in squares, not triangles.
Fine.
And where's the syrup?
Just a fucking syrup.
Well, don't drown him, I don't want him to drown.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
Can you just chew it for me and spit in my mouth?
No. Oh, I am so full. Where is that waitress with the bill? We're gonna miss Superman.
My tum-tum hurts, Daddy.
Well, don't call me Daddy, and you didn't even eat all your food.
Well, it's too soggy. You put too much syrup.
Can we stop by Starbucks on the way to the movie so I can get a cake pop? I didn't eat my omelet because it touched it.
No, we don't have time to stop at Starbucks.
I want a cake pop.
No, you don't get a cake pop. You didn't even eat all your food.
It's too soggy. It's your fault.
My bacon's still floppy.
Did you think that was gonna change?
Well, it's Superman 3D. I can't really wear glasses with that.
I want to watch 3D movie. I want to see it pop out the screen.
No, it's not 3D. People don't see 3D movies.
Yay, no 3D movie.
Where the fuck is that waitress?
Can I get you anything else?
The bill! I needed it for like 40 minutes.
Are you actually going to pay this time?
Yes.
25% tip.
It's going down, I'll tell you that.
Wait, you only took one bite of your pancakes?
Well, it's a stack of 10 pancakes, so if you think about it, I actually ate a whole pancake.
Oh, get your bill.
Can we stop by Starbucks?
You already fucking asked me and I said no.
Well, can we get gummy worms in the movies?
No, you didn't even eat your food.
Can you take me to the bathroom? I gotta go boop boop.
You gotta go boop boop? No one is gonna sleep with you if you say things like that.
I can't hold it much longer.
Okay, let's go, hurry. I gotta save my daughter. Oh man, I hope we didn't miss the previews. And I can't believe they gave us a military discount because they thought you were in the military.
Do you think they think I'm an adult now?
Well, when you started bitching for the gummy worms and rolling around on the ground crying, it kind of broke the illusion.
I can't get my nerds open!
Oh, hold on, let me try.
A chest of nuts and Cheetos in a damn movie and not sharing.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I love when he says that.
Can you guys please be quiet? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, shut up, bitch!
You wanna go?
Yeah, I wanna go! Let's go!
Take this outside!
Some people just don't know how to act in a movie theater. I can't get these open.
Oh.
What the fuck? We already missed a bunch of the movie! Wait, who is Lois? Why is there a dog? I've never seen a Superman movie. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We must have missed hours, because I don't know who this reporter guy is. What does this have to do with Superman? I mean, if he took his glasses off, he would kind of look like Superman, but Superman doesn't wear glasses, so that can't be him.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you yelling? You are ruining this movie experience. You know what, guys? I say we just do this tomorrow. How about we just all go home, you know, we get a good night's sleep, we rest up, we come back here tomorrow, and we watch this movie for real.
Why don't we just go to a later show?
No, because I've already seen this scene, so it's going to be in my head. You know, I need, like, 24 hours, like, refreshed, like, wipe my memory of this scene.
Well, what about saving your daughter?
No. I am not in a headspace to save anybody right now. I got a belly full of buttermilk pancakes, you know? I don't know what's going on with this dog. I got to figure that out first. So I think we just all meet up back here tomorrow, okay?
Well, can we go see Elio?
We are not watching that shit.
Well, I mean, can you buy me a ticket? My mom can pick me up.
Okay, I will buy you a ticket. Just make sure she drops you off here tomorrow, okay?
Okay, at this time?
Yes, at this time. Well, a little bit earlier because we were late. Let's grab all the shit.
Oh, I love being home alone without Boynie. I get to watch my trash TV.
Yeah.
Boynie, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the island saving your daughter.
Karen, you're never going to believe this. We went to IHOP, and that was mediocre, and then we tried to go see Superman.
Oh, Boynie, you were supposed to wait for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything. I missed half the fucking movie. Did you know he has a dog now?
Boynie, no spoilers. La, 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 la. Go to the island, save your daughter.
I will go to the island tomorrow after I see Superman.
No, Boynie, you got to go right now. How do you know she's still alive?
Well, I have the tracker, Karen. If she was dead, they would have incinerated her body and the tracker would be gone.
How do you know that, Boynie?
I've seen the show.
Boynie, go save Penelope.
I will, after I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning to go see Superman.
No, you're going to go right when you wake up. No Superman, Boynie.
I'm going to go see Superman.
Well, can I go with you?
I didn't tell the boys you were coming.
Boynie.
Tell you what, if you get up on time, you can come with me.
That's a deal, Boynie.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Congrats on winning the first game, kids! If the majority of you vote to end the game now, the payout split between each of you would be about $65 billion each!
Wait. If we decide to end the games now, we would each get $65 billion.
Yup!
Shit, that sounds like a good payday. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I want to quit, like, right now.
I want to quit.
$65 billion isn't enough! What am I, poor? I want to keep playing!
We're not horses.
Yeah, I'm greedy. I want to play.
I want to keep playing in honor of Cody!
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Why do you guys want to keep playing? $65 billion? You'll never spend that in a lifetime.
Yeah, y'all can't pass that up. What's wrong with y'all?
Well, Penelope, listen. Just vote to end the games now and we can end it.
No, I want to keep playing.
What? Oh, my God, why?
Because my dad sent me here to win. And besides, I've already won these games, so because they're really easy.
Oh, my God.
All right, looks like we're playing more games! Get the rep, kids!
I am killing all of you in the next game.
We're not horses.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
All right, guys, I've been on TikTok and I gotta ask, who will win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, the 100 men, easily. There's 100 of them.
Right? They will overwhelm that stupid-ass gorilla.
Oh, yeah, easy question.
Guys, I don't think you understand how strong gorillas are.
I don't think you understand how strong 100 men are.
Yeah, like muscular-ass bodybuilders?
Well, it doesn't matter. A gorilla's like 10 times stronger than the average adult man.
Okay, so it would only take 11 men to kill him, because if he's 10 times stronger, the 11th man would be too much.
No, I don't think you understand. A gorilla can bench press like 4,000 pounds.
Okay, but... Well, I mean, I'm not asking your mom to fight the gorilla. Yeah, the gorilla would barely be able to lift your fat-ass mom. But listen, the question was, 100 men or a gorilla?
No, my point is, if everybody runs at the gorilla's gonna flail around. He's gonna start hitting people and ripping people apart.
Okay, but you understand, the first few men might die, they might get killed, they might get hurt, but all those people are gonna start dogpiling that stupid-ass gorilla, and he's like, I'm dying, and then we snap his neck.
Mm. No, you guys know gorillas bite, right? Like, their bite is stronger than a lion?
He can't bite all of them at once.
Yeah, he won't be able to bite him when he's putting a full Nelson.
Ooh.
You're not going to put him in any kind of Nelson.
What if we call Liam Nelson? He has a certain set of skills. He can put him in a Nelson.
You mean Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he'll put him in a full Neeson.
No, there's not going to be any Neesons. The gorilla's going to kick their ass.
Listen, with the right roster of men, that gorilla's going down in 10 seconds.
Bro, I'm telling you, if we get John Jones, John Cena, John Travolta, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and Papa John's, nigga, we unstoppable.
That's a lot of Johns.
And Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, of course.
Why Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he a good-ass leader?
Yeah, he'll make sure that gorilla starves to death and never has any rights.
I thought this was a fist fight.
Oh, listen, okay, we'll also bring in Tom Hanks.
What, Tom Hanks? What does he know about fighting gorillas?
He voiced Woody in Toy Story.
He knows a thing or two.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I really want to meet him, and so would the gorilla. He'd be starstruck.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino. Foot-loving ass.
Yeah.
What, you guys are just naming celebrities you want to meet.
Okay, let me just break it down how easy that gorilla would die. Listen, this is how it happened.
Okay, what would happen is the 100 men would circle the gorilla, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin would be leading
leading the group, Stone Cold Steve Austin would give the Gorilla a Stone Cold Stunner, and The Rock would follow up with the People's Elbow. And then John Cena would come out of nowhere because he's invisible and give the Gorilla an attitude adjustment. And then all the men all at once would jump on the Gorilla and dogpile him. The weight of all the humans would be too much for the Gorilla, and while he was laying down on the ground, the men would choke him out, and the ref would come out of nowhere and go, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 it's over, it's over. The 100 men easily win.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better.
I like how John Cena's invisible. It seems like mostly you think these three wrestlers could kill a gorilla by themselves.
I mean, honestly, these three wrestlers probably could kill the gorilla. The other 97 men would just be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, and tire him out of shit.
Okay, let me tell you what would actually happen.
What would really happen is the gorilla would have a fucking field day. It would be like recess for him. The 100 men would run at the gorilla, and he would just swing his arms, knocking the men to the ground, and then he would jump on top of the men, crushing them and ripping their limbs off. He would never even give them a chance to dogpile on top of them because he would be so busy swinging his arms and biting men's faces off. It would be easy claps for the gorilla.
Oh, my bad, dude. Your story put me to sleep.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your fiction bullshit.
Fiction? That's what would really happen. It would be a bloodbath. Do you guys know that gorillas can run up to 25 miles an hour and jump 10 feet forward?
And we got Usain Bolt for his bitch ass.
The fastest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Ooh, he gonna hurt his feelings when we shoot them threes.
Oh, my God. When he shoots a half court and swishes that bitch, that gorilla's gonna go, I'm done. I give up.
Walk out the damn gym.
Imagine if LeBron James one-on-one with the gorilla. It's over.
Okay. Easily.
Are we fighting or playing basketball?
Okay, think about this. Think about this, Cody. We literally have some of the biggest humans on the earth, like the most strongest men on the planet. Imagine the Eagles defense from the Super Bowl going after that gorilla. Oh, they'd bring his ass down. You saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes, right?
But Patrick Mahomes is not a gorilla.
The Eagles got to Mahomes without blitzing one time. It was 34-0 at one point.
Number one defense in the nation.
Okay, but that's football. This is a fist fight.
Okay, think about this. The 2014 Seahawks, the 2020 Buccaneers, and the 2024 Eagles all rushing that gorilla.
Oh,
done.
Bro, top tier.
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks. Oh,
the legend himself.
Oh, my God. Even if you got Von Miller from the Broncos, done.
Bro, you're being greedy now.
I don't know who these people are.
Just know that gorilla be minced meat if these grown-ass men just looked at that goddamn gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter because it's still a gorilla.
I don't give a shit. Cody, listen, think about this. Honestly, with a good leader, us three could take down a gorilla.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
But no, me as the leader.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Cody, think about this. We are humans. We have thumbs and fingernails and eyes. What does a gorilla have?
But it has muscles and fangs. It can rip people apart with its bare hands. They do that all the time.
It doesn't speak English.
Yeah, we have English. We can literally roast his mom.
We're not going to argue with the gorilla. It's just going to kill us.
And we hurt his feelings. I'd be like, oh, where'd you get those? You ain't got no sneaks on.
What are those, little bitch?
Yeah, can a gorilla hit the Kwan?
It cannot hit the Kwan, and it doesn't know what a Kwan is. It doesn't care.
Also, Cody, think about this. This is my plan. If all three of us went after a gorilla, this is how we take down a gorilla. Joseph would jump on its back and claw its eyes out, right?
Yeah.
And it's going, oh, I can't see. Then you kick it in the nuts. And then when it's on the ground, writhing in pain, we grab its head, all three of us, and we snap its neck.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. We parade that gorilla around the town.
Yeah. We would never even hurt the gorilla. They're so big, and they're so strong, and their skin is so thick.
Okay. Well, I could still bite it. It'd still hurt, even though you could bite his nuts.
I'm not going to bite a gorilla's nuts.
Aren't you
into this, though?
Yeah.
Yet not one gorillas, though.
Okay, watch this. Let's go out in the woods, and if we see a gorilla, let's attack it.
Okay, we're not going to see a gorilla out in the wilderness in Florida.
I'm sure we will. Where else do you find gorillas?
I don't know. They live in, like, freaking Africa, Asia. I don't know.
Okay, and America. Oh, you just named off two countries that start with A.
Okay, one of those, they're not countries, okay? Let's go look for a fucking gorilla. Okay. Why not? Fuck it, we're not going to find one.
Guys, look! A real gorilla!
No way, dude! We actually found one!
Guys, the only reason I agreed to come out here is because I didn't think we'd actually find a gorilla. And now that I'm actually looking at one, I just want to go home.
Aw, man, come on, dude. Don't pussy out on us now.
Yeah, we have a plan, Cody.
Your plan is not gonna work.
Oh, come on, Cody. If a few humans can fight back on United 93, then we can kill a gorilla.
They were fighting terrorists that were humans.
With box cutters? This gorilla doesn't have a fucking box cutter, Cody.
He doesn't need a box cutter. He has fangs and muscles.
Our plan is perfect. Joseph's gonna jump on his back, claw his eyes out, and then you're gonna kick him in the nuts, and when he's rolling on the ground...
Go on, Junior.
When he's rolling on the ground in pain from you kicking in the nuts, then we're all three gonna grab his head and snap his neck.
It's not gonna work, Junior. He's crazy strong.
Dude, my fingernails are sharp as fuck. I'm gonna scratch those eyes out.
Yeah, do it, go, go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Ooh, it's about to be Harambe part two in this bitch. Say bye-bye to the mind.
Somebody help, I can't
feel
my spine.
Oh, Joseph, claw his eyes out.
He's fucking killing him, Junior.
My fucking arms.
Well, that's because he ripped him off, Joseph.
Oh, kick him in the eyes, Joseph. Kick him in the eyes.
Ah, fucking hell.
All right, Cody, go kick him in the nuts.
Fuck that!
Wait, Joseph didn't die for no reason, Cody. Stick to the plan. Kick him in the nuts so he can snap his neck. Go!
Hey, Mr. Gorilla. Oh, what's that up there? Is that Winnie the Pooh? Oh, shit. Junior, it has a vagina! It's a girl gorilla! That's why it's called Gorilla Grip!
Cody, I'm so sorry. We didn't plan for a girl gorilla, but I have another plan. If you go up and suck on her nipples, she'll think that you're one of her babies, and not gonna snap her neck.
Junior, she broke my ocular sockets and my nose with one fucking punch.
Well, look, you already took it like a man, right? You're a man, you already got bitch, so you can go do it again, okay? Go suck those nipples.
Baby want milky. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I said you'd win.
Come on, Cody. You don't tell it you're going to suck at nipples.
Junior, take me to the fucking hospital. It just ripped my hair clean off.
Oh, Cody, your injuries aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking bad, Junior. My whole body hurts. I think it broke every bone in my body.
We're not giving up now, Cody. Joseph didn't die for no reason.
No, Junior, this is exactly when we give up. Look at him. He's drinking a bottle of water. She didn't even break a fucking sweat.
Oh, okay, listen, Cody. Here's what we're going to do to her, okay? I have a new plan.
No. No more plans. I'm not going back over there.
I'm not asking you to fight her anymore. I think you go up to her and tell her that we give up. Say she won, all right?
She's not going to listen, Junior. She's a fucking gorilla.
Listen, you're going to tell her that she won, and while she's distracted talking to you, shaking your hand, I'm going to jump on her back and claw her eyes off.
It's not going to fucking work, Junior. It's not going to fucking work.
Cody, just go tell her we give up. Go tell her we give up.
Hey there. So, you won. Congrats. I just wanted to tell you we give up now. So, yeah, you just destroy that water. Yeah, I would actually love some water.
Oh, sorry, Cody. Penelope texted me. I had to reply.
Thanks for the backup, Junior. Can we go home now?
Did she rip your face off?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Well, we'll be back, and we're going to kill you this next time.
No, because we're not coming back.
Yeah, we are coming back, because it's at 100 men versus a gorilla, not 3 kids. So when we come back, your ass is going down, because you ain't shit. You're just, Okay, Cody, I called you a doctor.
You know what's weird, Junior? This doesn't even hurt. I think the gorilla ripped out the part of my brain that handles pain, so I can't see, but at least it doesn't hurt. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Holy cocksucking motherfucking shitballs, what the fuck? What happened to you? You want to tell him, Junior?
You know the question everyone's asking, who'd win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. The gorilla would obviously fuck them up. Oh, my God, don't tell me you idiots actually tried it. Oh, no, we tried something much stupider. We tried it with 3 people. 3 people? What, do you guys have a death wish? Tell them what happened to Joseph, Junior.
So Joseph was supposed to jump on the back of the gorilla and claw its eyes out, and the gorilla, there was a female gorilla. And so we didn't plan for it to be a female.
And why does that matter?
Well, the females have smaller eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't have any eyes.
Well, listen, the gorilla grabbed Joseph and ripped his head off.
And what happened to you? Where are your injuries?
He
doesn't have any. Don't worry. He was coaching like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was trying to be the leader of the group like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, and what went wrong, Junior?
See, with the female gorilla, see, you were supposed to kick him in the nuts. It didn't have nuts. It had a puss.
Yeah, it was a female. That was the problem. Not that it was a fucking gorilla.
Okay, listen, honestly, now that I've seen the outcome, you know, it took Albert Einstein 1,000 times to make a light bulb.
Are you sure the gorilla didn't hit you in the head at least once? Because Albert Einstein didn't invent the fucking light bulb.
Well, what I'm saying is whoever made the light bulb, it took him a long time. It took him tries, right? It took multiple tries, and we had, we would have had 100 men easily. Like, the 3 guys, maybe we did it wrong.
Maybe we did.
Yeah, so now looking at it now, I would do it differently. I think we could have definitely, like, all just jumped on the gorilla's back.
I wouldn't have done it at all. I think this whole thing was a mistake.
So who do you think would win in a fight, 100 men or a rhino?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the rhino.
No, not if we all jumped on the rhino.
Shut the fuck up, Junior!
Oh, no. Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh, no. Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy. Go get it. Please. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Yeah, get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Dane, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract them with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go in the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
There's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy?
Yeah, let me tell you the story. So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge a dollar for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had a dollar burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, hey Randy, let me get some Skittles. And he said, for you, that'll be $2. And I said, Randy, that's bullshit because usually you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do, and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off, and he stood up and said, okay, meet me after school by the flagpole, and me and you are gonna fight. And then all the students and all the teachers went, ooh, so I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, Randy, Randy. And I was like, that's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him. So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag. And then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible. And then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are going to remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're going to remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper at a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't. But my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
Well, look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their bloomin' onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what'd he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you gotta get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with $1, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now. Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
Well, what happened?
Well, I got to the reunion and Randy was selling candy for $1, so I tried to give him $1 and then he punched me in the face and he took my dollar and then he pulled my underwear out and there were still skid marks on it and then he started waving my underwear around and everybody started laughing and calling me skid mark guy and poopkin guy and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times did you see this Randy guy?
Well, we dated like 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice. He gave me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no!
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station? I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook. Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh no, she signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked Ziti Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book, okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Big ZD Petey because he always brought Big ZD to lunch and ate it, but then he went on a ski trip and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Big ZD and walking around, so we started calling him Big ZD Feedy Petey.
all the names in your yearbook sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza steak?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just want a golden ticket to the white chocolate factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin.
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that Lil Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see, a 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Listen, how about this? So Brooklyn guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
But no, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better stop training. I'll see you tonight.
Wait, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
But cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him. Like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I'm going to keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, 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 what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, one, two, three, go! Oh, man, Randy, it looks like you won.
Yeah, because you're too slow. You better be faster in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison. What the fuck? Marvin, I can't move!
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
God damn it, I thought you said you were gonna switch the cups!
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups!
No, I didn't have time, he came over so fast! God damn it, I can't move, I can't fight now!
Well, you still have to fight, we can't back out!
I have to back out, I can't move!
No, what if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid!
No, it's gonna work, we gotta do something, okay? So, let's just go to the fight.
Okay, you have to drag me!
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm going to swing your punches for you.
They're going to see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want a forfeit.
All right. I want a nice and clean fight. We're going three rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like I did in high school.
I'm going to swing for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go ahead, train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go!
Thank God.
Ow, got you. Marvin, protect my face.
I'm trying out. He's hit me.
Well, one of us is going to get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass needed.
Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns?
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face because he's not going to see it coming because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. Watch this.
All right, I'm going to count this as round two because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to follow you with my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round two. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Oh, my God. Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow.
I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow. Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink, too, so that works.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You gonna help?
Yeah, you gotta roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you're eating it with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly. Look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Look, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Ugh, fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. No, put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf, and their parent says, "Hey, go read your gay BCs." And the kid says, "Yes, they them."
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. I'm so sick.
Ooh, ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the game? ABCs.
Oh.
It stands for, oh my God, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? Alright, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh.
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke? No one's gonna know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Take the book away from him.
Oh, Bonnie, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Blaney?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Blaney? That's not very nice.
No, Karen. What I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Blaney? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boyney, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boyney. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boyney. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say, somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Boyney, that would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who, like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boyney.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boyney, we should go to Hooters. We can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All